baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
You're joining us live down here at the Axel Sporting Complex in Axel, Kansas. Hosted in the eight-man Division II sectional round, the Axel Eagles taking host here, the Frankfort Wildcats. Two great programs, two great teams looking to duke it out in a sectional round of combat here, looking for a chance to continue their hopes on in the postseason. Of course, the sub-state championship round just around the corner. The winner of this matchup between Frankfort and Axel will take on Lynn or Hanover. That is the other game going on the east side bracket in the quarterfinal between Lynn and Hanover. But first, both teams going to take business here tonight. And this matchup, it's beautiful weather. It is football weather. Frankfort and Axel, all here 92.1 KMZA. It's your game of the week. I'm Curtin Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. Again, we talked about both these teams. Frankfort 6-4 on the season. They ended the regular season 4-4. Of course, they've had two really great back-to-back postseason games. They just stunned Momentum Valley 84-74 to move on to this sectional round. This now marks three consecutive years now for the Wildcats. They have won a regional. Momentum Valley last week, they had an early jump 22-6 over Frankfort, but the Wildcats, they did not back down. They were able to fight that adversity through and through that entire game. Frankfort, they trimmed the lead at halftime to 38-28, and at the end there of that contest, finishing 84-74, Frankfort, they outscored Momentum Valley in the second half, 56-36, but 26 points in the third quarter and 30 points in the fourth quarter. The Wildcats player of the game was none other than Wes Anderson, who had four touchdowns rushing and six passing touchdowns as well, combined for well over 450 yards of offense. He also added on 10 defensive tackles. An overall great performance from Wes Anderson. And that's exactly the performance that his head coach or his dad, Nick Anderson, is going to be looking for tonight. I have his son, Wes Anderson, the star leading quarterback here, this Frankfort team. Anderson, in his career, he is a senior. He has passed for 8,000 passing yards, 528 completions, and 117 passing touchdowns. This season alone, Anderson has handled over 2,463 total yards of offense and 43 total touchdowns. We talked about Frankfort just then. Let's give you a little teaser of this Axel Eagles team. They have won four consecutive state titles. They had their 58-game winning streak busted just a couple of weeks ago in the regular season. That was the Hanover Wildcats in week 7, but they have now went on to win three consecutive games. They just beat Royal Vista last week, the Royal Vista Heat, but instead it was the Eagles who brought the Heat, soared to that victory in that game, 46-0, ended it by halftime. Axel had a phenomenal game with 297 yards of offense, led by Wyatt Detweiler, who had 250 yards of offense and five passing touchdowns, going 10 of 11 in the air. Detweiler also added an interception on the defensive side with also 11 tackles. Joe Leibarter, Colin Shanti, both with over 90 yards receiving in that game against Royal Vista, and both recorded two receiving touchdowns. Well, Joe Leibarter also tacked on a rushing score as well. This is a great matchup between Frankfort and Axel, folks. The Axel Eagles have won seven consecutive here against this Frankfort team, including back-to-back meetings in the sub-state championship game. Axel has done this Frankfort team back-to-back years in the playoffs. Here they look to do it for a third consecutive year. Axel has already played Frankfort this season. They beat him 60-14. Again, that was week 8 of the regular season, the final week. But of course, you go back to the sub-state championship game last year, 52-20. Axel came out on top. Axel is 21-18-1 against Frankfort. The two teams tied in 1954, 13-13. And the first ever matchup between these two teams was back in 1939, where Frankfort won 47-0. But we're in 2025, and the biggest game here in eight-man in the northeast side of Kansas is the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. It's your game of the week. You're 92.1 KMZA. Don't go nowhere. We're an eight-man Division II sectionals round. upcoming. We'll sit down and talk to both head coaches. First, we'll talk to the away team with Dick Anderson and Frankfurt, and then we'll talk to the home team with the Axel Eagles and Eric Detweiler. All coming up here on Pregame 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat. Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Pregame coverage here continuing on 92.1 KMZA. It's our game of the week here at 8-man Division 2 sectionals rounds. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats on the road taking on the Axel Eagles. Big matchup here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We'll talk to both head coaches. First, starting here with the away team in the Frankfurt Wildcats, Nick Anderson. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup here against this Axel Eagles team?
Axel is going to be Axel. They're extremely well coached. They play extremely hard, and they're very, very difficult to defend. Wyatt Detweiler is kind of the engine that makes that team run, and he does a little bit of everything for them. And so it's going to be very important for us to try to contain him. And then, defensively, they're so good that, you got to stay ahead of the chains and drive the football down the field because they're not going to allow big plays. So those things are going to be very important for us.
You mentioned the incredible motor by Wyatt Detweiler. He just had a great game last week. But, of course, your son having 10 touchdowns, over 400 yards of offense last week. You know, what kind of motor is your son going to bring in tonight's matchup?
You know, obviously he's very important to, everything that we want to do, not only offensively but defensively. So there's a lot of weight on his shoulders going into this game, and he's going to have to play really, really well on both sides of the ball for us to have any type of success.
Yeah, and you mentioned both sides of the ball, executing both ways. This is the Axel team that, you know, just faced a couple weeks ago. What are some adjustments you're going to have to make on both sides of the ball there to kind of keep pace with this Axel team?
Well, we don't don't feel like we played very well in that first outing. We had gave up a couple of special teams touchdowns. I felt we were in the right position more times than not, and we just didn't make the plays that we needed to make. And we were very disappointed, like I said, how we played. And so I'm not sure there's necessarily one specific adjustment I can point to other than, we got to play better football.
I know kind of last week's game is last week's game, but it was a huge win. You put up 84 points on Momentum Valley to get to this point. What momentum do you see coming from that game to, reapply here in tonight's matchup? What are some things that really went right last week in that game that can carry on into tonight's game?
Obviously, we were pretty efficient offensively. We were able to move the ball and get a lot of different guys involved in the offense, and that's going to be important to do this week as well. And, anytime you can, start to make a little bit of run in the postseason, you pick up steam and you gain momentum. And, this is a game that there's probably not too many people that are giving us much of a chance. And so, we can go play free and go have fun and go put forth an effort that we're proud of.
Well, it really starts up front, the offensive and defensive line. What's the trenches? What's that warfare going to be like in tonight's game, and what are some expectations from that unit?
That is going to be key. We struggled up front the last time we played them. The Salmon kid and the Hazenkamp kid are big, strong, long and lanky, and very difficult to deal with. And so we got to do a much better job on both sides of the ball in the trenches handling those two.
Of course, Axtold, not quite a 3-hour road game away, just kind of around the corner there, 20 miles, 25 miles or so. So, what's that atmosphere going to be like there for your team and, of course, your community as they travel?
Axel is an extremely difficult place to play, but it's an extremely fun place to play because of the tight knit and the closeness of the fans to the field and things like that.
That's
so
it.
We always enjoy playing up there just because of the atmosphere, but it's always a tough place to play.
Well, Coach, what are some final keys here for this matchup and being able to take down this four-time defending champion team in the Axel Eagles?
We got to play clean football, and we got to figure out a way to play our best football game of the year. And if we can do that and limit our mistakes and not hurt ourselves like we did in the last game, hopefully we have an opportunity to do something in the fourth quarter.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Upcoming, we sit down and talk to the home team's head coach tonight and the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. Again, more pregame coverage coming up here on 92.1 at KMZA. It's your game of the week, the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles in 8-man Division 2 sectionals round here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
In today's economy, you need a banking partner that understands agriculture. From buying the right equipment to finding the best seed to plant in your fields, Elk State Bank in Seneca knows you're making big decisions. In this part of the country, agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. Stop by Elk State Bank in Seneca and let us be your banking partner. We are here to help you. Visit us online at elkstatebank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on 92.1 at KMZA. It's your game of the week here in the sectionals rounds of 8-man Division 2. I'm Crinton Prophet here now, joined alongside me as head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. We just had a chance to sit down and talk to the head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson. Now we talk to the hosting team of tonight's matchup in the Axtell Eagles. Well, you had a great win last week there for you, coach, over Royal Vista, 46-0. Now you try to take some momentum here into the sectional round. Coach, what can you tell me here about this Frankfort team that you were going to match up here tonight?
Yeah, I think they're, a much improved team. You know, a lot of times as season progresses, teams get better, fundamentally and assignment sound. Mm-hmm. And I think Frankfort's doing an exceptional job of that. West is doing a good job throwing the ball around to, different receivers and running backs all over the field. So obviously he's good to begin with. And I think their offensive line is much improved from the first time we played him. You know, watching them on film, I think they're just assignment sound and maybe a little bit more aggressive.
But real quick, I want to mention that, big game you had last week there for your team. Your son, Wyatt Detweiler, had over 250 yards of offense, 5 touchdowns, and of course 10 tackles on defense, went 10 of 11. Just what kind of energy and momentum can you propel from that matchup over, what was a really good Royal Vista team that had an 1,800-yard rusher, and how do you take that big physicality of a game for you and you apply it to tonight's matchup?
Yeah, hopefully you just kind of carry the momentum forward. They had, like I said, they had a big guy that could rush really hard, and we give up, I think, 40 yards on his first carry, and then I think the rest of the night we only give up 11. So it was definitely a focal point of ours to kind of slow him down and use the momentum, on the defense side of the ball to carry it over to the offensive side of the ball. And I thought we did a good job of that. And, hopefully that kind of carries it on to this week.
Yeah, and that was more of a rushing attack there from that Royal Vista side. This is a team that likes to pass through Wes Anderson. He's got 8,000 career passing yards. I mean, how are you going to limit him in the offense in the passing game with your defense?
Yeah, obviously kind of disguise a few things that hopefully he won't be able to recognize, change up whether we're in man or zone and just do some different things and hopefully kind of confuse him. But he's an extremely smart kid that, does a good job of spraying the ball around. And I don't know if you can, kind of slow him down a little bit, but you can definitely throw some things down there. Hopefully that'll, like I said, kind of slow him down.
We talked about how to stagnate the Frankfort offense, but now let's talk about how you're going to explode on your side of the ball. We talked about how great you were last week offensively. How does that offensive success continue into this week, especially against this Frankfort team?
Yeah, I thought we played with a lot more excitement last week than we have in the past couple weeks. And I thought, that kind of brings momentum towards your team, blocking-wise, scheme-wise, and just energy all the way around makes you a better football team. So I'm hoping to kind of carry that on to this week's game and continue to block extremely well. And I thought our receivers run exceptional routes last week that helped Wyatt, make some passes and that kind of stuff. So just all around we're playing well, and hopefully we can continue that.
And this is a Frankfort team that you are well familiar with. This is the third straight postseason you have met them. Of course, the last two seasons have been in the sub-state championship game. This year you've already played them once. It was at the finale of the regular season, 60-14. I mean, what do you kind of see here from this Frankfort team compared to previous games? And, of course, just facing them a couple of weeks ago, what kind of adjustments do you think they're going to make, and what are you going to have to make?
Yeah, facing a common opponent like that every year or twice a year, it makes it tough. Obviously, every team makes an adjustment. You kind of look at what they did to you the first time and figure out how you can kind of stop their explosive plays. But on the same hand, they're going to try to do the same to you. So I think adaptability is critical in these games and be able to change some things that, they just can't scheme against it because they don't know what's coming. So I think those are important, and just all around just play with confidence and continue our momentum.
And what's the home crowd going to be like tonight? Again, you were able to kind of earn a home game here as Marmenton Valley was upset by that Frankfort team on the road. Now Frankfort the lower, they'll come to you as you host. So what is it like here to be able to get a playoff game hosted again here in the postseason? What's that crowd going to be like there for you?
Frankfort's not obviously 20-25 miles away, so everybody's going to be there. the excitement of playoff football, you know, the home field advantage is always big. And I think the crowd will be big for us. You know, I didn't think it was exceptionally big last week, but I think this week it's going to be, really big by both squads. And, you know, that's kind of what you play for all season long is these late playoff games where the crowds get it and the momentum. And that's just playoff atmosphere football.
Lastly here, what are some keys for this matchup in this big sectionals around eight-man Division II football here against Frankfurt?
Turnovers. You know, obviously win the turnover battle, win the line of scrimmage. Just play with momentum. I think, I keep emphasizing that, and I think we kind of lackluster that in a few of our games earlier this season. But it seems that we've got kind of carried that through forward the last few games. And, you know, if we can continue those three things, then I think we'll be successful.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles. Again, kickoff coming up here shortly on 92.1 KMZA. It's your game of the week here at 8-man Division II sectional round. The Frankfurt Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles.
Axel Lumber and Axel is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axel Lumber find you the answers.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions.
Okay.
From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on I-2.1 KMZA for your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats here on the road taking on the Axel Eagles. Here the Axel Eagles hosting the 8-man Division 2 sectional round game. These two teams have met for now three consecutive years here now in the playoffs. Of course, the last two seasons were back in back-to-back sub-state championship games where Axel was able to stun Frankfurt. Here we go, one more year at it for this time. Well, it's in the sectional round. The winner will move on to the sub-state championship game. He'll either take on the Hanover Wildcats or the Lynn Bulldogs, who are right now matching up on the other east side of the bracket for this quarterfinal game. Hanover, of course, who won the district title and the Twin Valley League title, but Frankfurt or Axel, they have a chance to stump them next week. But first, you got to take care of business here. And, of course, I'll tell you what, real quick, before we get more into this pregame, I want to congratulate, again, the four-time championship team and the Axel Eagles. But also, when you talk about atmosphere, when you talk about energy, there is no better energy in the entirety rest of the state of Kansas when it comes to the 8-man division when it comes to presentation. James Shaughnessy down here at Axel does a terrific job. Video board, audio mixing. It's incredible down here. I'll tell you what, you will never get a better state-like atmosphere. That's not state football, unlike down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. It's a beautiful day down here at Axel, Kansas. 61 degrees, clear, came out for our win from the south. The field was set towards the south. It's a baseball field combined also with a football field. But again, this is going to be a great matchup. Frankfort Wildcats, 6-4 overall. They finished 2-2 in the district, 1-3 in the district. The Axel Eagles are the number 2 overall team in the state in Class A Man Division 2. They are 9-1 overall, 4-1 in the Twin Valley League, and 4-1 in the district. Frankfort, of course, they were stunned in the sub-state championship last season. This is 1-8-2. Axel, they finished here 9-3 overall, going 3-2 in the Twin Valley League. This is the Frankfort team who has lost a lot of talent from last year's team. Wayne Mawaizo, Carter Olson, Trent Harden, and Ty Smith. The Axel Eagles, they lost a lot of talent as well. Brandon Smedley, Eli Broxton, just name a few. Actually, shout out to Brandon Smedley. He's actually here tonight. Don't worry, he doesn't have pads on, but he is here to support his team. It's his first game. He's actually been back down here at Axel to support his team this season. We don't know. Brandon Smedley never lost a football game in his career. 4-time champion here with Axel. And, of course, now a commit first year down at Kansas University, the Jayhawks. So, again, he's here in company as well as an incredible crowd on both sides. Again, we gave you a little bit of a teaser. It's real quick. We got to step aside one more time, and then we will come back and be ready for kickoff between the Frankfort Wildcats and the Axel Eagles. Dan Frankfort staff a 7-game losing streak and a 3-straight-game losing streak in the postseason. They have a chance to do it here against the Axel Eagles here on the road in the 8-man Division II sectional round. Frankfort, Axel, coming up here on 92.1 KMCA, our Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabatha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Panzaland Radio.
Again, it's your 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles here in 8-man Division II sectional round down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. It's a beautiful night, 61 degrees, clear weather. 8-mile-per-hour wind just breezing out of the south. This field sits north to south, and here are both teams' captains ready to take the field, getting that coin flip and seeing who will take the ball first. Of course, last week when we had Axel on radio, Royal Vista, they chose to take the ball first, and they had that one big 48-yard run to the sideline. Colin Shaughnessy made the tackle right after that. was the Axel Eagles the rest of the way. We know the story about Axel. It has been a terror for any other team in the last 4 years here in the Twin Valley League amongst the entire state of Kansas. They have the eight, they have the eight-man winning streak record. Not the all-time between all-class record, but they have the eight-man streak of 58 consecutive won games, including now four consecutive state titles, but they would like to add a fifth. Of course, that was an incredible class last year that graduated, that featured a lot of great seniors, one who is here tonight, and Brandon Schmesley in company here to watch his former team try to take home the glory. But it starts here in this sectional round. Of course, winner between Frankfort and Axel will take either Lynn or Hanover on in the sub-state championship game. And, of course, the winner of that will go to the eight-man Division II state title game, the state championship. Of course, it's no greater honor. These two teams looking to try to get there. There are two great quarterbacks on both sides. Wes Anderson, Wyatt Detweiler, both quarterbacks, dads are the head coach of the program, and both of them have had great chemistry with the offense leading it. So, coin toss underway here. The Frankfort Wildcats won the toss. They will elect to receive, as one would do here against this Axel Eagles team. So, we will see Frankfort and their stout offense take the field. A Frankfort team that is averaging currently this season 40 points per game, 408 total points, 309 yards per game, 138 yards on the ground, 176 yards in the air. Wes Anderson, he's got 8,000 career passing yards, 528 career completions. He's also at 117 career passing touchdowns. Earlier on this season when Frankfort took on the Hanover Wildcats back in, I believe that was week four, it was, and it was in that game that Wes Anderson was actually at 99 touchdown passes, but in a shock, it was one of the only games this season where the Frankfort Wildcats has been held to 0 points. Since that game, it's been an absolute turnaround here for this Frankfort team. Again, they have had to squeeze out a lot of games. They just beat Remsen Valley 84-74 last week. This is a team that is really firing all cylinders. You heard it in the pregame. Both these teams are fired up. There's heat in their shoes. They are ready to rock, and most importantly, they are ready to roll down here at Axel, Kansas, a chance to move on in the postseason sub-state championship game. And I'll tell you what, I've said it once, I'll say it about 1,000 more times. There is no better atmosphere than where we are at right now. We have well over 300 people here for an eight-man Division II football game, the smallest class of eight-man football. It's all here, 92.1 Kansas. Axel and Frankfort on the way. Axel here taking the boot right to left of your dial. It's Landon Schmitz for the Eagles. Kicks it short left side, and it rolls out of bounds. That'll be a flag. It was Landon Schmitz who had the kickoff. Landon Schmitz, he's been out a couple weeks. He didn't play last time against Frankfort at the end of the regular season. He kind of broke something in his thumb on the right hand, but he will be coming back. This is his first debut here in the postseason. He's got an arm cast from his hand, wrist, all the way up to his elbow. So that'll be what he is playing with. But he will stay on both offense and defensive side of the ball. Let's greet here this Frankfort Wildcats offense. They start here in decent fielding position. First and 10. The Frankfort Wildcats begin at their own 25. Frankfort will start at their own 26-yard line. Again, on the way with the first quarter action. 12 minutes still left to go. You haven't missed nothing. So don't go nowhere. Four quarters here to begin on 92.1 KMZA. First and 10, Frankfort. Their offense starts here. Snap, Wes Anderson drops back down the field. Incompletion on the left side for Anderson. And the pressure was by Logan Sandman, the defensive lineman who's got four sacks on the season and nearly 40 tackles last year. He also put up similar numbers for Frankfort. That defensive line for Axel Logan Sandman, the 6'5" junior from Riley Hazenkamp, 6'4", 185-pound defensive lineman. But up front for Frankfort, we got Landon Schreiner, Gunnar Jackson, Dale Michelis, who, by the way, Fred Rosequist, he's out here for the season on arm cast on the sideline with his team, a really great offensive defensive lineman that Frankfort lost. After the incompletion, second down and 10 for Frankfort, their own 26-yard line. Ketter in motion right side. Anderson will keep. He gets out to the other side. He's got the first down and more. He's past midfield at the 39-yard line. It's a good carry for a carry of 15 yards for the Frankfurt Wildcats. So Wes Anderson, the first carry for Frankfurt. It's a 15 yards. It's the first and 10 now for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here at the Axel 39-yard line, Frankfurt, they're going to have to keep pace with this Axel team. Axel, they've only allowed 5.4 points per game this year. They have been really stout. They're averaging nearly two turnovers a game. Of course, led by defensive player Wyatt Deller, 56 tackles, 3 interceptions on the year. First and 10 from Frankfurt at the Axel 39. It's a deep pass down the field, and it is intercepted! Joe Weimark at the 10-yard line, a juggle and a tip drill, and just like that, the Axel Eagles will take it. Joe Weimarker with the interception. Initially, it looked like Cale Cook had it in his hands. He juggled it at the 20. He was still juggling at the 15, and unfortunately, the magic trick didn't go in his favor. It was Axel that came out with the bunny out of the hat. Here, the hat trick, the interception by Weimarker. And now Axel takes over, first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. With 11:13 to go this first quarter, it's still a 0-0 game. An 8-man Division II sectional round. Wyatt Detweiler and crew here at shotgun snap. What? Landon Schmidt here, the first play of the game to him. Out past the 20-yard line for a first down. Landon Schmidt back for the first time here in the postseason. He's got the arm cast from his hand all the way up to the top of his elbow on his right arm. They're going to say it was actually only a 9-yard carry. So now brings up a second down, about a half yard to go for this Axel Eagles offense. Wyatt Detweiler in shotgun. Four down linemen on the offensive line for Axel. Wide out to the right, wide out to the left. That's Shaughnessy on the near. Here Detweiler stops and drops back. He throws to the near side of the far. And here, Leibarger puts a move down the sideline. Past the 40 to the 35-yard line. Axel from their own 20 to the Frankfurt 35-yard line. It's a 25 pass incompletion, the first completion of the game here for Wyatt Detweiler. Here he finds Joe Leibarger, who just had the interception to set up Axel here on this drive. Leibarger here, he's had a really great season defensively here for the Axel Eagles with 9 interceptions, but now here, again, even more productive on the offensive side. Well over. Good margin on the receiving side. First and 10, Axel here at the Frankfurt 35-yard line. Detweiler, the keeper, heads down to the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 8 yards for Wyatt Detweiler. Here's first rush of the game, though. I just did credit Joe Leibarger. Now at 17 receptions and at 276 receiving yards on the season with 5 receiving touchdowns. He had 3 scores, actually, against Royal Vista last Friday. 1 rushing touchdown, 2 receiving touchdowns. Shaughnessy also had the same stat line with over 90 yards receiving to follow. Second down and 1 for Axel at the Frankfurt 26-yard line here. Swing out to the right side. Weimarker, once again, he's got open space and blockers, and he is tackled down at the 14-yard line. It's a great pass completion for another first down for the Axel Eagles. But Wes Anderson, he's the one who's able to make the tackle. It's a completion, 11 yards to Leibarger. Leibarger, a 2 receptions here, over 35 yards receiving for this Axel team. It's now first and 10 for Axel at the Frankfurt 14-yard line. 9:47 left to go in this first quarter. Axel is rolling with the ball here on their first possession. Detweiler takes the jet motion option, and now he takes it left side, past the 10-yard line, and inside Frankfurt 10, towards the Wildcat 7-yard line. It's going to be a six-yard carry for Wyatt Detweiler. Now 2 carries and 14 yards rushing for this Axel team. Detweiler on this season, 79 carries. Over 550 yards rushing, 16 rushing touchdowns. He's got well over also 1,000 passing yards and 21 passing scores to follow. Second down and 4 for Axel at the Frankfurt 8-yard line. Here, Detweiler will keep on a quarterback draw. He's got space in front, and he will be spun into the end zone. Spinning him into the end zone. Therefore, the Frankfurt Wildcats is Octavian Good, but fortunately, the Eagle had already reached the nest. And now, just like that, the Axel Eagles are already up here 6 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. A 70-yard drive. Axel started on their own 10-yard line against folks for an 8-man football. It's an 80-yard field, not a 100-yard field. So a 70-yard drive, and Axel's able to execute it off the turning legs on an 8-yard rush from White Detweiler. Here's a 2-point conversion. It's handed off to Shaughnessy. He went in motion, and here he's able to swiftly cut into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. It's now 8-0. Axel leads over Frankfurt. 8:59 left to go in the opening quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfurt can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry Travelong trailers, Merritt Aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfurt, or online at trailers4u.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's the Axel Eagles who strike first here on 92.1 at KMZ over the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's 8-0. Axel leads with 8 minutes 59 seconds left to go here in quarter number one of play in this 8-man Division II sectionals round. Down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. Axel, they were set up on their own 10-yard line after an interception by Joe Leibarger. Leibarger on that drive for Axel had 2 receptions for over 30 yards, but it was Detweiler who put it away. He had 3 carries, over 20 yards rushing on that drive, and of course capped off by the score. Axel up 8-0, 9 minutes to go here up in this first quarter. Here's Axel kicking off right to left of your dial. This time Schmidt boots it down Broadway. And it's Anderson back to return. He's out past the 10-yard, the 15-yard line. He slips, and he'll fall down at the 19-yard line. The do-it-all man for Frankfurt, the utility knife, if you will. Frankfurt, Wes Anderson. Frankfurt, they set themselves up first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 8:53 left to go in the first quarter. Axel 8, Frankfurt 0. Frankfurt, their first drive. They were moving the ball really efficiently. Wes Anderson, he did some good work with his legs. He had the 15-yard rush, and then unfortunately, after being set up on the Axel 39-yard line, threw a deep interception down the field. So here, Frankfurt takes over on their second position, down 8-0, 9 minutes to go in this first quarter. Anderson here, first and 10 on the 19-yard line for Frankfurt. He's pressured in the pocket, is able to get out, still eyes down the field, and he is sacked. Taken down by Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, his third sack of the season for the 6'1", 195-pound senior. He's also nearly at 50 tackles on the year as well. Between Shaughnessy and Detweiler, they have been a menace. Actually, they're going to give Anderson a buck on the carry. Brings up second down and 9 now for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt at their own 21-yard line. Wes Anderson, here over 700 rushing yards on the season, over 1,700 passing yards here on the year as well. Frankfurt leading the score, keeping this a competitive game, down 8-0 early on. And Anderson, here's the keeper on a second down and 9. He only goes forward for a yard. Shaughnessy, back-to-back tackles there for him. And now it is a third down and 8 here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Well, just like last week, Axel allowed one big play to start the game, and if this keeps its trend, just like last week as well, Axel, they shut down Royal Vista for the rest of that first half, of course winning by the end of the second quarter, 46-0, that 8-man run rule, and that's of course not in the quite of your back of your mind if you're Frankfurt right now at this moment, but you know this is an Axel team that if given the chance they can run away, so you don't want to give them that chance. Third down 8 for Frankfurt at their own 12-yard line. A deep ball that is just chucked down the field. It goes incomplete. And that is Bill Leibarger, brother of Joe. And that's an incompletion for Anderson. And Anderson, he is 0-for-3 here early on for Axel. And it looks like the Frankfurt Wildcats, we'll see what they decide to do here. Looks like they come out in a go-for-it offense. 4th and 8. Here they will actually look to punt it. It's going to be a sky-high boot. Frankfurt punting from their own 20-yard line. Here it rolls back towards Frankfurt off the punt, and it gets picked up in the Wildcats territory at the 38-yard line. And that's where Axel will start here with the ball. So Frankfurt on two possessions, a pick and a punt. And now the Axel Eagles have a chance to go up early here, two possessions. They're on the Frankfurt Wildcats 38-yard line. We're still in the first quarter, 7:40 left to go. Axel's up 8-0. An Axel team that has just been so efficient here this season as they continue to look. They're averaging 9 yards per play, over 2,349 yards this season. Detweiler and crew first and 10th of Frankfurt's 38-yard line. Detweiler looks deep. Down the pass. He's got Shaughnessy, and he overshoots him. In the coverage was, for the Frankfurt Wildcats, Kyle Parthamer, the 148-pound freshman. Parthamer, he's had a really tremendous year, though, as a freshie. 23 tackles, 14 solo, a tackle for loss, a forced fumble, an interception, and a fumble recovery. Helping this Frankfurt team lock down opponents to 36 points per game. The Frankfurt, they're allowing an average of 166 rushing yards per game and 139 passing yards per game. That's exactly the ballpark this Axel team likes to move in. First incompletion of the game here, though, for Detweiler. He's now 2 of 3, second down and 10 here at the Frankfurt 38-yard line. Detweiler in shotgun's going to pitch right side to Schmitz. At a speed option, Schmitz down the far side. He's got open room. Cuts left, back right, back left again. Like a pinball machine into the infield, which is in the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Axel Eagles. A 38-yard rush for Landon Schmitz. His first game back here after being injured and having surgery. The forearm cast, he still runs it well out of the speed option. A 38-yard score in two plays. Axel Eagles are now up two possessions, 14-0. Like I said, he went to the infield because this is both a baseball and a football complex. And he ran right into the dirt infield there on that north side end zone. But here, Axel setting up himself with a two-point conversion. Schmitz, here he's in motion. He's going to throw this one all the way back to Detweiler, and Detweiler's now looking to pass. Hopefully there's not a legal man downfield here if you're Axel. They throw it in the end zone from Detweiler, and it is incomplete. Parthamer in the defensive coverage. It's 14-0. Axel leads over Frankfurt. 7:23 left to go in the opening quarter. Well, it's the Axel Wildcats who are right now on the high side in this matchup here in 8-man Division 2 sectional round. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Local, family-owned, and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt Wildcats right now looking to run away here early on against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Axel Eagles here again on top, 14-0. 7:23 left to go in this first quarter over Frankfurt. We're here in Axel, Kansas at the Axel Sporting Complex. Axel Eagles scoring on back-to-back possession. A 70-yard drive and a 38-yard drive. Last touchdown capped off on a two-play drive, a 38-yard rush by Landon Schmitz. And Schmitz is set here for kickoff back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Right to left of your dials, Axel, blue tops, white bottoms, the white crowns, Frankfurt Wildcats, the gray crowns and white tops. And here we go for Frankfurt Wildcats trying to start their third possession here on the kick return. Wes Anderson is able to take it up to the 20-yard line. Colin Shaughnessy on the tackle. Frankfurt here starting their third possession of the contest here in quarter number one. 7:17 left to go. 14-0. Axel over Frankfurt. And the Frankfurt Wildcats interception and a punt so far in this game. Wes Anderson, he is 0-for-3 with an interception. He's got 3 rushes for 17 yards. If Frankfurt wants any chance to win this game, I discussed with Nick Anderson, Wes has to have one of the best games of his career. Of course, he had that with the 10 touchdowns and 450 yards of offense last week against Rosen Valley, but you'll have to replicate. First and 10 for Frankfurt, and incomplete here on the near hash mark, intended for Porter Colvin. But now it is second down and 10 here. Frankfurt still at their own 20-yard line. Let's just start their second play here of this drive, and now Wes Anderson is 0 for 4 passing, still trying to search for that first completion. If you're Frankfurt, you're just trying to probably settle your quarterback in. Get Wes Anderson a nice and easy completion. Settle down the tone. Lots of great receivers here for this Frankfurt team. Peyton Adams, the 6-foot junior. Henry Ketter, the 5-foot-9 junior running back. Don't forget Cale Cook, the junior tight end. And Porter Colvin, the senior 5-foot-10 wide receiver. Here Ketter's in motion. Anderson, second down and 10 here, near side run. Trying to cut it back left. He's able to break a couple of tackles. Still up on his feet before he's roped down at the original line of scrimmage. Gone forward and now backwards. Bill Leibarger on the tackle. Now it is third down and 9. They'll give Anderson just about a yard there on the carry. Now 4 yards rushing for 19 yards for Frankfurt on this game, but only 19 yards total of offense. 6 minutes nearly into this contest. 6:39 left to go here in the first quarter. 14-0. Axel Eagles up over Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the ball. Third down and 9. At their own 21-yard line. Wes Anderson in shotgun. Ketter out to his right side. Here Anderson. Four-step drop back. Surveying the field. Bouncing around. Looking right side. He's got a man. Porter Colvin. First down. Near side. Pushed out of bounds towards the 36-yard line in Axel territory. Landon Schmitz here slow to get up. He's going to push him out of bounds. Schmitz again, that cast on his right hand, but he is able to get back up and keep on rolling. A big and much-needed pass completion for this Frankfurt team. The first of the night for Wes Anderson is for 25 yards. Again, he scrambled out to his right side, found Porter Colvin adjusting, going on a crosser to that near. Nick connected for 25 yards. First and 10, Frankfurt at the Axel 35-yard line. Anderson, he's empty in the backfield. He's got a wing and a wide out to his right side. Anderson, he's got a quarterback keeper here. Right up the gut. Cuts left side. Down deep. 10-yard line. Cutting the 6. And that's where he will be brought down. What a rush by Wes Anderson. Brought down by Joe Leiberger. And Clay Heinen as well, but Wes Anderson using all with his feet right there. A big rush of 30 yards, the biggest play here for Frankfurt. They just had their biggest play with a 25-yard pass completion for Anderson. But he says, let me do you one better. Let me go on the ground with my legs, 30 yards. Now Frankfurt has a chance here to score their first touchdown of the game at the Axel 6-yard line. It's first and goal for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson sends Ketter in motion. He splits out to the right. Anderson tries to get out of the pocket, but he is collapsed by the man. It's the Sandman, Logan Sandman. 5 sacks on the season for the big dog, the 6'5" junior. And starting center for the Axel Eagles, it's a loss of 4 yards. Brings up second and goal from the 10-yard line for Frankfurt. Loss of 4 yards. The Axel Eagles have now recorded 17 sacks here this season for negative 87 yards. Very productive. Second down and goal from the 10-yard line. Frankfurt dropping back. Wes Anderson left side and a drop. Intended for Peyton Adams. Third and goal now from the 10-yard line. Pass goes incomplete for Wes Anderson. And just like that, Frankfurt, they were trudging forward. They were making great play after great play. The 25-yard completion, the 30-yard run. This is a first and goal on the Axel 5-yard line. But here, a sack and incompletion. Now Frankfurt's facing a third and goal from the Axel 10. And it's a big situation. The first third down we've seen here of this game. Frankfurt here looking to convert. Anderson left side, and he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Landon Schmidt, Joe Weibarger as well, and Clayton Heinen. Oh, they're on the gang tackles. It's now fourth and goal from the 11. A loss of one for Anderson. That was his seventh carry of the game. And just like that, it was the first and goal from the 5 for Frankfurt. Now it is fourth and goal from the 11. And just like that, you can hear it. I can hear it. The Axel crowd is getting excited down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. Fourth and goal from the Axel 11. Frankfurt, it is so crucial here to score this touchdown. But Frankfurt will call a timeout. Nick Anderson, the head coach, doesn't like what he sees. He's going to talk things over here. A crucial fourth and goal at the Axel 11. Coming up here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, it's 14-0. Axel leads over Frankfurt with 3:54 left to go in the first quarter.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Kansaland Radio.
Here, fourth and goal from the Axel 11-yard line. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats trying to get their first touchdown here of this contest. 3:54 remaining here in this first quarter. Axel 14, Frankfurt 0. Frankfurt Wildcats cannot afford to be shut out here in quarter number one against this very dangerous Axel team, who split between three touchdowns in the first quarter and three touchdowns in the second quarter last Friday. Royal Vista 46-0. Frankfurt does not want this game to end at halftime. Well, it starts here. You got to get this touchdown here. Fourth and goal from the Axel 11. And the Frankfurt Wildcats score this touchdown. Wes Anderson drops back. He's at the 20. Throws it to the end zone. It's caught by Parthamer, but he is shy at the one-yard line. Bill Weibarger, the big time tackle. Intercepting play, the 6'2", 130-pound sophomore. And just like that, it's a turnover on downs.
Takeover on downs.
So Frankfurt, they get the 9-yard pass completion from Anderson to Parthamer. But here, turnover on downs at the Axel 1-yard line. Actually, excuse me, the Axel 2-yard line. So Axel starting here, third drive of the game at their own 2. With 3:46 remaining here in this first quarter. Axel 14, Frankfurt 0. Just got word, an update that currently right now Lynn is losing 20-0 to Hanover Wildcats. Wyatt Detwer here, right side, pass completion, finding Leibarger, breaks one tackle, tries to put a move on Jude, and cuts out at the 20-yard line. It's an 8-yard pass completion. Axel from their 2, now up to their 20. And Leibarger, he's been a shifty menace here for this Axel team these last couple of weeks. He's had to step up from Schmitz in the passing game, and man, he has done it in some pretty big ways if you were to ask me. Wyatt Detweiler here, 3 of 4 passing in this contest already, well over 50 yards passing. Last week, that stat line of 10 for 11 for 5 passing scores over 200 yards throwing. Detweiler, he was on an absolute tear on that Heat defense for Royal Vista. First and 10, Axel at their own 20. Shaughnessy here in motion to the right side. Detweiler, he's going to run left side, fakes the speed option. He's got a hole in the middle, cuts it right side. It is nothing but green straight away here for Wyatt Detweiler. A 60-yard rushing touchdown for the Axel Eagles. Detweiler, what vision. He fakes the speed option to the left side. He saw the hole in the interior. He cut back. And not only cut back once, but two times, all the way from the left to the right side of the field. A 60-yard rushing score for the Axel Eagles. And just like that, another two-play drive for Axel. They now lead it 20-0 with 3:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Axel 20, Frankfurt 0. Here's the two-point conversion for the Axel Eagles. So far this season, Frankfurt's getting up at 50% here on two-point conversions. Detweiler trying to find that near-side pylon, and he's able to use his shoulder pass to make the assist. Frankfurt now down 22-0 to Axel with 3:26 left to go here in this eight-man Division II sectional round. Frankfurt, they got to get a score here on this next drive. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's all Axel Eagles down here, the eight-man Division II sectional game. Your game of the week here on 92.1. It came ZA, Colonel Robert, Kirk Kilman back in the studio. Axel 22, Frankfurt 0. We still got 3 minutes, 26 seconds left to go here of quarter number one. Winner will face either Lynn or Hanover in the Sunday championship game. Hanover guaranteed to host that game no matter who wins this one. As Axel would be, Hanover would be the perfect 11-0 on the season. Of course, they swept district play, Twin Valley League play, won the TBL title, as well as the district title, 8-man Division 2, District 3. Axel finished second in district, 3-1 in the district play. Frankfurt, they finished just right there in third. They went 3-2 in district play. But again, as I mentioned, 22-0, Axel up over Frankfurt. 3:26 to go in this first quarter. Actually, they scored on a 70-yard drive, a 38-yard drive, and then a 78-yard drive. That score was a 60-yard rushing touchdown by Wyatt Detweiler. Here the kickoff. Back to Frankfurt. It's Cutter with it. Left side. Past the 25. Still up on his feet. Churning the legs. Past the 25 to about the 27-yard line. I'll tell you what, Cutter, he's got strong legs. He took second overall at the KEMFA State Powerlifting Meet in the spring last year. Still in 2025, of course. Last year, though, also for Frankfurt in 2024, of course, last football season, he actually had to fill on the offensive line due to injury, but this year he's got well over 500 yards rushing and nearly 300 yards receiving. He's been a big, powerful back in that backfield for the Frankfurt Wildcats, and they're going to have to find some ways to utilize him here to keep this score tight. Frankfurt down 22-0 with 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Anderson drops back first to 10 at his own 26-yard line, and he is back. Brought down Colin Shaughnessy. Colin is shot towards the 15-yard line. And Logan Sandman doing the cleanup work. Frankfurt once at their own 27-yard line. Well, that's going to back him up quite the distance here. And Frankfurt, they lose 16 yards on that sack. The second time Anderson has been sacked in this game. Now it's second down and, well, actually they're going to reconfer here. Second down and 21, so it's 11-yard loss there on the sack, excuse me. Second down and 21. Frankfurt out there on the 17-yard line. Anderson and shotgun, cut out to his right side. Anderson drops back. He's got a man on the core route. That's Colvin at the 25. He'll be taken down nearing the 28-yard line. That is a big pass completion for roughly about 13 yards. Anderson fighting Colvin is the only passing target to get two receptions here from Wes Anderson in this game. He's got well over 20 yards receiving, but still way shy of the first down. Third down and 9 here for the Frankfurt Wildcats at their own 29-yard line. Needing this first down, they are pleading for it. Third and 9 for Frankfurt. Wes Anderson. Two count snap, now dropping back here, right side surveying. He looks back left. He's going to pass it left side. He's got a man coming back for the ball. Payne Adams, what a catch on the far side hashes at the 33-yard line. That is such a huge pass completion for Wes Anderson. A 17-yard completion. Finding Adams for his first connection on the day. Adams, 42 receptions on the season, well over 600 receiving yards on the year as well, leads the team in receiving yards, also in receiving touchdowns with 7 on the year. That time he was able to get himself to get open. And Frankfurt now 1st and 10 at the Axel 33-yard line. Axel still up here by 22-0 with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Anderson rolls out right side. Lots of green. Down the field. Cuts it. 15. Down at the 10. There is a flag. There are two flags, actually. A lot of dirty laundry there at the 20-yard line. Wyatt Detweiler just made the tackle. So we're going to see. That is actually the second time today we've seen a flag. Both teams here have been penalized. This one looks like it might come back here as a holding. Actually, it's going to be a holding call. That'll be 10 yards there from the spot. That brings up, it still remain a first down here. If it is first down and 7. Just got update that I will have the man, myth, and the legend from KU, Brandon Schmeschley. He'll join me at the end here of the first quarter. Of course, winning the 4-state consecutive state titles here at the Axel Eagles. So, great young man. Can't wait to have him join me here on the broadcast. Again, Axel here up 22-0 over Frankfurt. And another flag by Frankfurt. It's a false start. And now Frankfurt, now it's a first down and 12. It was a first down and 10 with Anderson. Rushed for about 30 yards down the field. He gets called back from a holding. Brings up first down and 7. And, well, false start. So that's back-to-back penalties here for Frankfurt. Their first two penalties here of the game. Not first down and 12. Circus of events, and still we're on the first down marker. First down and 12, ball to 35-yard line, Axel territory. Anderson dropping back. He's got a man, though. Open down the field, and it is juggled and incomplete. Wes Anderson was just pressured too hard in the backfield to be able to throw that one on a rope down the field to Ketter. Coming there with that pressure for Axel, that was absolutely phenomenal by Clayton Heinen. He was pretty much the only reason that wasn't a touchdown there for Frankfurt. Getter, he had the man beat down the field, but unfortunately the throw was short, and it forced Getter to come back to the ball, and Leibarger was able to make a play on it, deflecting it. And now it's an incomplete pass, second down and 12. Frankfurt at the Axel 35-yard line. Here, almost getting sacked. Yes, he is. Wes Anderson taking down. It's Clayton Heinen again. Heinen. The nightmare at the end of quarter number one right now for Wes Anderson. And Frankfurt, again, the third sack given up here of this contest. The 25 seconds left to go of the first quarter. Will Frankfurt run one more play or let this quarter end? You figure if you're Frankfurt, you might just let this one end here. Try to get to that second quarter. You don't want Axel to have much time with it. You don't want that 45-point run rule at the half, and that'll be the conclusion of quarter number one. Frankfurt, they go backwards, back-to-back penalties and back-to-back negative plays. It's now third down and 13 for Frankfurt at the Axel 36-yard line, 22-0. Axel leads over Frankfurt, an 8-man division two, the sectional round. Again, we'll have Brandon Schmelzer join us for quarter number two, back here on 92.1 KMZA.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to your 92.1 at KNZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet here alongside Brandon Schmesley from the Axel Eagles. Of course, KU commit. We'll bring him on here in just a second. 22-0, start of quarter number two. Axel leads over Frankfurt. It's a third down and 13 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson drops back. Left side, finds the completion to Ketter, but taken down the 30-yard line by Joe Weibarger. And that brings up a fourth down, a crucial fourth down and eight here. Now for the Frankfurt Wildcats, they've already unconverted one fourth down tonight. Especially, you've been here for 4 years. Why is this Axel defense always so good year in and year out? What's that mentality, that dog play that you guys are always working with?
Yeah, it's all starts with Dale. Dale's defense, we kind of created it like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and it's basically just lining up athletes against athletes, and we have great athletes, and that's what helps us.
Fourth down and seven. Frankfurt at the actual 30-yard line, dropping back Anderson. Pump faking, now to this left side. Down the field, looking in, it goes incomplete. There are no flags. It's a turnover down. Oh, excuse me, there is a flag down. We'll see where that comes in at. It was... Could be holding here against Frankfurt. If that is, that would be declined. If you're Axel, and it looks like it is holding against the offense, that will be declined. Wildcats will turn it over on downs for their second time. So now we see Axel's offense coming back on here to the field. Already three consecutive touchdowns. Wyatt Detweiler, the predecessor here of you, taking over in the quarterback position as he's looking to lead the offense on this next drive. Actually, he goes three straight touchdowns here in this game. This offense, they have been consecutively good, game in, game out. Of course, you know, it was productive when you were here. What keeps this offense so productive here, Schmesley? What's the offensive mind here for this team, and why has Detweiler been able to come in?
It's all about the preparation that we do every day in practice. Eric does it until it's perfect, and I think that's what makes every quarterback that's came here so successful.
So practice makes perfect, coming from the man who led four straight consecutive titles. Let me ask you this. I mean, how great was that of a year for you and your boys? I mean, the basketball, the football, and, of course, the track title all coming together there. The bow wrapped on top. Was that kind of a great finale there for you?
Yeah, of course. It was awesome just to do it one last time with my classmates, and we wanted something to prove as our class, and we ultimately did it. So, yeah.
And of course, having a chance here to come back down for the first time, I believe, this season to actually see your team, watch them live. How's that feeling to kind of be back here down in Axel, Kansas?
Yeah, it's very weird being on the sidelines, but the community showed out tonight, and just amazing to be back.
Here are the Axel Eagles back in it on offense, their fourth drive here of the game. First and 10 at their own 31-yard line, looking to go back down and score once again. Here a quick look at midfield. It's Colin Shaughnessy. A big pass completion for 12 yards down the field. That's a big pass completion. I'm sure you remember seeing some of those teammates down the field playing a couple of those small ends. What's that like for you kind of? You just mentioned it's kind of weird being on the sideline. What's that kind of like more so seeing, you know, that offense be so efficient? And, you know, does it kind of make you want to get back out there and throw that ball?
No, of course. I probably can name that play right now. Colin just got to find the zone, and that's what he did very well. He did that very well last year, too.
Here the Axel Eagles first down. Now first and 10 at the Frankfurt 36-yard line. 22-0. Axel leads with 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Detweiler sends Schmitz in motion out to the left side. Dropping back is Detweiler. Here, pump fake. Now throwing, slicing here in the middle of the field. Pass completion for Gossel. This is his reception of the season.
Quick moving. You're distant.
And here now they're going to say that first down for Axel. Ball down on the 25-yard line. Here for the Axel Eagles in Frankfurt territory. Now Axel trying to punch it for the fourth time here in this contest. Trying to end this one out by halftime. Wyatt Detweiler and crew coming up to the ball. First and 10 at the 25-yard line in Frankfurt territory. Detweiler, pump fix. Here, looks his right side. Surveying left. He's dropping back. Far past into midfield. He dumps it off, finding Schmidt, catching it with the arc out to the right hand. Moving and grooving and down at the 10-yard line. And making it in a beautiful way off his leg. And real quick, Brandon Schmesley, you know, we talk about, you know, how great sometimes the play calling is, but a lot of times with Axel, you see sometimes great plays made off the rhythm. What's that like here for your team? To kind of, you know, how do do you make those plays kind of out of the blue?
I think it's all about the athletes just continuing with the play and believing it, and then something will pop open.
Here, Axel. First and goal from the 10-yard line, trying to punch the ticket again. Big completion there to Schmidt. Here, Detweiler dropping back here left side, and he's trying to throw down. Stiff Army is taken down. It is a sack. The first year pressure getting through for Frankfurt. And real quick, I do want to ask here, of course, you know, this is a big rivalry between you and, you know, Frankfurt, Axel. What's that kind of like here these last 4 years? Of course, you played against Frankfurt. And, you know, this community as they rematch again this year.
Yeah, Frankfurt's always had really good athletes, and I think that's what made it such a good rival. We go against them in every sport, and just to come out here, we know that Frankfurt community is going to show up, and it's going to be a big game every time.
Second down and goal from the 11 for the Axel Eagles. 8:50 to go here in quarter number two. Speed option. Look here. Pitch out right side. Colin Shaughnessy. He's going to get within the Frankfurt 10-yard line. And he will go out of bounds. We're going to have third down and goal from the 8-yard line. 8:41. The clock will stop here in the second quarter. Axel 22, Frankfurt 0. Echo there by Wes Anderson. Of course, you played against Wes Anderson for 3 years. You know, what can you say about an athlete like Wes Anderson?
Yeah, Wes Anderson is a tremendous quarterback. He's just very skilled, and he has been since a young age playing against him. And, yeah, he gets it from his coaches, and that's what makes him good.
Third down and goal from the Frankfurt 8-yard line. Axel trying to score their fourth touchdown of the game. This drive started here. Axel at their own 31-yard line. Maybe the second longest drive here of this contest. Detweiler drops back on the third and goal from the 8. Here's under pressure. Looks over the middle, and it is dropped. He tried to look for the one arm, landed in, and that goes incomplete. That will bring up fourth and goal from the 8. And here, this is a big time play for the Axel Eagles. They need this. What kind of play here do you think is going to come up for Axel to try to punch this ticket into the end zone?
I think we'll go with a zone pass here. Just kind of see what we can do. If the scramble opens up, Wyatt will take off.
We'll see how Axel does it. Wyatt Detweiler, he has scored here. Now two touchdowns on this game with his leg. We'll see what he can do this time. And a timeout will be taken here by the Frankfurt Wildcats. 8:35 to go in the second quarter. Axel 22, Frankfurt 0. We'll be back here in a quick break. Again, when we come back, 4th and 8 from the 8-yard line. Axel looking to score here in Frankfurt territory.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offer stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, of course, again, alongside Brandon Schmesley, four-time state champion winner here at the Axel Eagles, of course, also the state title in basketball and also the consecutive track streak. So great, big alongside here to be with me, but again, it's Axel trying to convert a fourth and goal from the 8-yard line. You said probably a zone read here, maybe Wyatt Detweiler takes off. We'll see what Axel is going to be able to cook up and brew here in the Frankfurt red zone. Fourth and goal at the 8-yard line, Frankfurt territory, 22-0. Axel leads 8:35 the second quarter. Here's the play. Shaughnessy puts a pass in the end zone. It is incomplete. The ball, a little bit of trickery there. It's a turnover on downs. First turnover on downs on this game here for the Axel Eagles, but that is a huge stop for Frankfurt. Axel will take back over on the defensive side of the field, but that is a huge stop for Frankfurt. A big one. They got to look down and score. Of course, you're from Axel. You know, how is Axel going to be able to respond after that turnover on downs? What's that quick adjustment going to be like?
Yeah, momentum is everything in 8-man football, and Frankfurt could really get it going here. As a defense, you just got to grit up and get a stop here.
Here, first down and 10 at the 8-yard line. Frankfurt in their own territory. First play goes to Wes Anderson, and it's for a 5-yard gain. Frankfurt here, this is their fifth possession of the game. It's now up to the Frankfurt 13-yard line. And this drive starting at the Frankfurt 8-yard line. Now second down and 5 against Frankfurt Wildcats, looking to here start up the locomotive here in quarter number 2. Of course, these two teams matched up just a couple weeks ago. Axel came away 60-14 at the end of the regular season in that matchup. Second down and 5 here. Frankfurt at their own 13-yard line. Anderson, keeper, right side, busts it, wide open hole. It's going to be a track race down the sideline. It's 1-on-1 with Shaughnessy. He can't make the tackle. And that's a touchdown, 67 yards down the field. And here we got quite the game. Unfortunately, I know when you come in, it's now the tides are starting to turn here. But again, Frankfurt now getting on the board after the turnover on downs. You just mentioned this is a game of momentum. Momentum is a pendulum swing. It goes back and forth. How's Axel going to respond here, though, when they get back on the offensive side of the ball?
They're going to turn the page and have a short mindset and just come out here and do what they can do.
So here the Frankfurt Wildcats are able to get their first score of the game, a 68-yard touchdown. From 67-yard touchdown, for Wes Anderson. Anderson here trying to tack on that 2-point conversion. Here's the handoff to Ketter, and here trying to use that weightlifting power potential to get into the end zone. He does. That finalizes the drive there for Frankfurt. Frankfurt now only down 22-8 with 7:39 left to go here in quarter number 2. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back after this break. Here on KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on 92.1 KMZA. It's your game of the week. The Frankfurt Wildcats here taking on the Axtell Eagles. Frankfurt, they just scored their first drive, a 6-7-yard touchdown run by Wes Anderson. That makes the game 22-8. Frankfurt able to get the 2-point conversion. Again, only go down here 14 points. And that was a huge drive for Frankfurt. They just forced the turnover on downs. Axel, they were rolling down the field. They were able to get first and goal from the Frankfurt 10, but Frankfurt, they held them out of the goal line. Both teams have had a goal line stand now in this game. Also want to shout out Brandon Schmedgley in the press box here with me, was able to join me for a little bit. Give me a little color. So after KU, maybe he can work at ESPN. Who knows? But that was some great work by them. Again, shout out to Brandon Schmedgley, of course, in the Axtell community, what he's done the past 4 years with the track accolades, the football accolades, of course, and basketball as well. He's been a tremendous athlete and really appreciate his time taking his side here to join us on the broadcast. Here on the kickoff, it's Axtell and Liebarger get taken down at the 23-yard line. Axtell here in their own territory. Starting their fifth drive of the game. Of course, that last drive, the fourth drive, Axel turns it over on downs. We got 7 minutes, 31 seconds left to go of quarter number 2. It's 22-8. Axel leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. This one, a close, pretty close game. Retrospective, but Frankfurt's going to keep playing this way defensively. Find some more sparks on offense. Here, Wyatt Detweiler takes it near side. Cuts back the 40 to the 36 in Frankfurt territory. That's a huge 20-plus yard run. 25 for Axel Detweiler. And Axel from their own 24-yard line. Now you're first and 10 at the Frankfurt 34. 7:16 to go in quarter 2, Axel 22, Frankfurt 8, first and 10. Axel moving the ball again. They've gotten the ball all 5 times now. Pass midfield, Detweiler here, quick pass left side, a curl, and digging in right side is Shaughnessy. and he's got the first down and a little more. I thought I may have saw a flag on the far side, but I think some random fan was just throwing something in the air. But it's not a flag, and that is a first down for Axel. 10 yards pass and completion to Colin Shaughnessy, who, by the way, Shaughnessy, 90 yards receiving, 2 receiving touchdowns last week against Royal Vista. This week at the 10-yard reception right there, 1st and 10, Axel at the Frankfurt 23, Detweiler, speed option, he keeps, cuts back left side, he's got a blocker in front of him, Inconsole, and Detweiler will take it the rest of the way. A 23-yard rushing score for the Axel Eagles. They are able to get quickly right back in that extended lead, 28-8 now. Axel not liking the fact that Frankfurt turned over on downs and was able to quickly come back and score a 60-yard, 8-yard drive. Axel gets the ball, explode back. Brandon Schmedgley, he said it's all about momentum. 8-man is a huge momentum class, and he is absolutely correct. Axel, they retake that momentum, though. A 23-yard run. Third rushing touchdown of the game for Detweiler. Here he keeps on the two-point conversion. He's able to run over one defender, and he's able to run over two. His second two-point conversion converted. It's now 30-8. Back on top by 22. It's the Frankfurt Wild. It's the Axel Eagles over the Frankfurt Wildcats. 6:33 left to go in quarter number two. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet. Because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Axel Eagles able to make it back to a 22-point game, 30-8 here in quarter number two, 6 minutes and 33 seconds left to go here of the first half. Axel Eagles now set to kick it off left to right. The field sets north to south. That is the direction they are kicking. Here on the kickoff is Wyatt Detweiler. Originally starting on the kickoff, that was Landon Schmidt, but they've since taken him off. And now is Detweiler kicking it off. Smithy's lined up on the far side on the kickoff defensive team. And now here, Axel up 22-38 with 6:30 left to go. Quarter number two kicks it off to Frankfurt. Underneath it to take it back is Anderson. He cuts right side past the 20 before falling down at the 25-yard line. Of course, Frankfurt will have to make way more plays like they did on that last drive, specifically more so in Anderson. Anderson had the 67-yard rushing score. Anderson now at 10 carries on the game, well over 100 yards rushing. Here, it's been a really great year matchup between these two teams. Frankfurt, they got to score to keep this competitive. Here's the motion. Left side, Peyton Adams cutting down the sideline. He's going to step out the 35-yard line. That's enough for the first down. Adams picking up the first down in a chunk of change afterwards. Adams, that was his first. Would actually that go? That would actually be considered a pass. It was a jet pass out in front. So Adams now 2 receptions, 28 yards receiving. Now it's a 1st down and 10. Frankfurt here at their own 36-yard line. Midfield just 4 yards away. Again, we're in 8-man football. Midfield is 40, not the 50. Wes Anderson and crew back here with the offense. This 6th drive of the game for Frankfurt. 1st and 10 at their own 36. Wes Anderson, play action. Risky pass. Blown off. A big hit by Landon Schmidt. He may got the cast on his right hand, but he can still blow up offensive players. Porter Coleman got the hardwood laid on him. But it's a 5-yard completion regardless. Nice job by Coleman being able to hang on. do that passing catch. It's now second down and 5. Frankfurt, they've worked it past midfield. They're at now the actual 38.5-yard line. On the far side, it'll hatch. Anderson breaking the team out of the huddle, right and left of your dial. Frankfurt trying to work. Tall sheet, armband on the left wrist of Anderson. Here he drops back, pump fakes down the field. He looks for Colvin, and he overshoots him by just 4 yards. Colvin, I think, may have lost track of the football as well. Colvin just quite couldn't follow where it was going. That was one heck of a pass there by Wes Anderson, who has attempted roughly about 13 passes here in half number one. After the incompletion, it's a third down and 5. Axel here on defense, Frankfurt on offense. Axel up 30-8 over Frankfurt. 22-point lead, 5:28 to go in quarter number 2. Frankfurt, 3rd and 5, they're posing 38 in Axel territory. Here's the keeper to Anderson, and he is swallowed up on the left side. A half of the Eagles defense making the tackle, and that brings up a 4th down. Frankfurt already 0-1 on 4th downs in this game. Of course, this is one that you are going to have to go for on as well. Of course, the only negative about this is if you don't convert this 4th down, you give it to Axel at minimum at their own 37-yard line. And I think Nick Anderson will want to talk about things over one more time before this 4th down, and yes, he will. 4:40 left to go in the first half. Frankfurt, they just burnt their final timeout of the half as well. It is 30-8 Axel lead. We come back. It's Frankfurt's ball. 4th and 3 at the Axel 37-yard line. Frankfurt will look to go for it.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. The Axel Eagles and the Frankfurt Wildcats here in 8-man Division 2. It's the sectional round, a.k.a. the quarterfinals, a.k.a. winner goes to substate, a.k.a. your hope stays alive in the postseason. It's all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We come back. It's 4th and 3 for Frankfurt at the Axel 37-yard line. Frankfurt's down 22 points, 30-8 here to Axel. With 4:40 to go in quarter number 2. Here's the Frankfurt offense coming out. It is a empty backfield for Wes Anderson and the crew. Double out to the left side, 2 up to the top. Anderson dropping back in the 4th and 3. He's pressured. He steps up in the pocket. Delivers in the middle of the field between the hashes. First down. Kayton Adams on the near side. Numerals towards the 20. And that is a huge first down. And the first 4th down converted by either team in tonight's matchup. And Frankfurt moves the chains. A much-needed passing completion. Adams, his 3rd connection with Wes Anderson. That is the 4th pass attempt, 14th pass attempt here of the night for Frankfurt's starting quarterback. 1st down and 10, Frankfurt. At the Axel 19-yard line, they have now seeped into Axel red zone territory. The ball is loose! It's on the ground! Axel scoops it up! It's something green for the driver! Into the end zone! Touchdown! The Axel Eagles, Lucas Talbot, his 1st defensive touchdown of the season. The 6-foot senior, a 61-yard fumble recovery, but there is a flag down on the play. But I believe this happened after the fumble recovery. If it did, Axel will not score the touchdown, but they will take over on the possession. It was a fumble. The touchdown's confirmed. Axel. Here, a fumble six. Taken all the way by Lucas Talbot, 68 yards. And now Axel up 36-8. Wes Anderson got the snap, but it was a little bit of a bobble. He went for a, it was supposed to be a jet pass right in front of him to Payton Adams, but the transition, the transaction did not go through. Credit card denied, and taking the swipe there to cash it in the bank was Lucas Talbot. 68 yards down the field. Here's the two-point conversion. Wyatt Detweiler, his third successful conversion of the game. Axel now up 38-8. 3:54 remaining here in quarter number two. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, the Axel Eagles extending their lead on a fumble six. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfort can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry Travelong trailers, Merritt aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfort, or online at trailers4u.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's your game of the week here at 92.1 KMZA. 38-8. The Axel Eagles lead over Frankfort. A 68-yard fumble six. Lucas Talbot took it the distance after the bat snap and a fumble jet pass transition between Wes Anderson and Payton Adams. It's now Axel on top by 38-8 with 3:54 to go in the second quarter. Of course, I'd like to give a shout out again to Brandon Schmedgley, who joined me here in the second quarter. Got the color commentary with me again if he wants to. Definitely a lineup at ESPN in his future career if he so wishes. As he continues his career here right now, currently as a KU commit football player. But, again, great to have him in the booth. It was fun to have him. And, again, we continue quarter number two. Frankfort Wildcats here on the kickoff return. Ketter takes up to the 25-yard line. And this is where Frankfort will start here on possession number six. Possession number five ending in a fumble six. Definitely not what Frankfort wants to do here on this drive. Frankfort first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. 3 minutes, 47 seconds remaining of half number one. 38-8. Axel leads over Frankfort. Wes Anderson at the 20-yard line. He drops back even further. He's got a man wide open down the field, but he misses him. Cale Cook sailed down the field. Unfortunately, Anderson was under pressure. He had a wide open man. That's the second time that Frankfort has had a man wide open down the field, but unfortunately Anderson, just under too much pressure, couldn't make the release and get it to the Brett basket. That's an unfortunate incompletion. That could have been a 65-yard touchdown pass. Anderson to Cale Cook. Well, the opportunity was left on the table. If you're Frankfort, you want to try to serve up that herb and spice one more time here. Second down and 10. Frankfort, their own 25. Dropping back Anderson. He's got to take another shot deep down the field. But another overshot. No pressure in the pocket. That time, Wes Anderson just overshot his target. Lots of adrenaline in these young men tonight. Of course, the final senior season here for Wes Anderson. He is had a tremendous career, 4 years. And it'd really be unfortunate if it were to end here for Frankfort. He's had 8,000 career passing yards, over 100 passing touchdowns in varsity, as well as over 500 career pass completions. He will be a staple here in Frankfort history for many, many years. Third down and 10, though, here. Frankfort with it at their own 25-yard line. Anderson cuts it down left side, and first down, Petter. Frankfort 11-yard pass and completion that picks up the first down. That's a crucial third down conversion. We kind of like the thought process, though, by Frankfurt. Let's go. Home run ball, first down. Home run ball, first down. The kind of mindset we need right now against this Frankfurt team. You've got to constantly look for the home run shot in any way you can take it. Here, first and 10. Frankfurt, their own 36. Anderson, he's going to slip and fall on the ground since it is high school. As soon as you fall down on the ground, well, you're down. And so Anderson sacks himself, unfortunately. And that brings up a long second down. Second down and about Nebraska to go. Second and 17 here for Frankfurt with 2:40 to go in quarter number two. Axel 38, Frankfurt 8. Frankfurt with the ball at their own 28-yard line. Anderson, though, just losing 7 yards. Here he is empty in the backfield. Tight end left side, twins right, one in the bottom left. Anderson, quick throw, right side, curl, and over the top of his receiver. It's incomplete. 17 pass attempts in this half for Frankfurt Wildcats, Wes Anderson. 2:15 remaining, quarter number two, as the clock stops. Second down and 17. Here coming a substitution on defensive side for Axel, Riley Hazenkamp coming off the field and coming in Lucas Tabbitt, the one who just had the 68-yard scoop and score on defense. Frankfurt not trying to recreate that scenario, though. Frankfurt, third down and 17. Ball thrown on 28-yard line. Anderson drops back to pass. Over the field and incomplete. See if a flag is thrown for potentially defenseless receiver, but there will be no flag. But there is a receiver down, though, for Frankfurt between the hash marks. That was a really hard hit. I couldn't identify who that was who tried to make that catch. I think I was going to say Porter Colvin. It's not Porter Colvin, though. And it looks like players will take a knee on both sides, so we'll take a break as well. A player is down for Frankfurt, and we come back. It's 4th and 17 for the Wildcats. Frankfurt is down 38-8, and they will punt it back here, most likely to the Axel Eagles with 2:10 left to go in quarter number two. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Winkler Oil in Frankfurt is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Right now, still an injury timeout down here at the actual sporting complex. Whereas the young man who's only down the field removing the helmet, I do believe that he's Hayden Adams, the Frankfurt Wildcats. I will have to have that more so confirmed once he gets up, because I haven't really had a true chance to look at his numbers, but that's what has been swirled around here. So, again, hoping that he is able to get back up. He's at least conscious. You're talking to both trainers and coaches. So we'll see if they're able to get him up. They 4th-and-17 for Frankfurt. 2:10 left to go here in quarter number two. Frankfurt, they will look to punt possibly here at their own 28-yard line. That is where you would probably go for it. Axel here up 38-8 over Frankfurt. Of course, Axel, they run ruled Oral Vista at the half Friday, 40-60. Still Wildcats. They were able to spend momentum. Valley, 84-74 in that victory. Right now, again, they are still standing down on the injured player on the field. We'll take a look real quick here at some other aerial scores while, again, we continue to keep things live here to try to get this injury update to everybody as quickly as possible. Of course, our scoring updates are brought to you by Hope Valve Huddle House in Fairview. Time to update your review. So, how many Hope Valve vehicles have you seen today? HopeValveHuddleHouse.com. Again, some halftime scores have come in. That's a Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central wins 14-7 over the Blue Jays. Roswell's up 14-6 over Pitt Colgan. Hayden's up 22-8 over Jeff West. Holton and Santa Fe Trail is 14-14 right now. It's on the Holton Channel, Jackson Heights and Riverside on CARE 93.7, as well as the Cobra Channel, Riverside at the half. He's hitting 14-6. Rockport currently over Nodaway, 16-8. And again, that is all of our area scores here at Fighting Missy Sports Aero Network. And of course, our score here is still 38-8 with 2:10 left to go here in quarter number two. But this looks to be a pretty serious injury here down the field, still tending to the player that I do believe is Hayden Adams here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. He's had a tremendous season with over 40 receptions and well over 600 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns on offense. But defense, he's made quite the impact as a 175-pound junior, over 15 tackles a season, over a double-digit solo tackle. So we're going to take another step aside here, and again, we hope the player is able to get up on his feet and still conscious. The medical staff and trainers down at the field with his 35-yard line. So I'll take a step aside. It is 38-8. Axel leads from Frankfurt. 2:10 left to go in quarter number two. Frankfurt looking to punt. Ball back to the Axel. When he comes back, the injured player is able to get off the field. We're back in 2 more minutes.
There's no substitute for experience. This is especially true when it comes to agriculture. You've got to have roots in agriculture to be able to offer worthwhile advice to someone who makes their living making things grow. At Oak State Bank in Seneca, we have years of ag lending experience. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com. We are your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Kansaland Radio.
We're still in injury timeout down here at the Axel Sporting Complex in Axel, Kansas. Axel up here in the eight-man division two sectional round, 38-8 here. Axel up 30 points over Frankfurt, 2:10 left to go, but there's some sight here kind of on the field for Frankfurt's side, an injured player. He's been down for about the last 6-7 minutes. I do think, though, what happened is he may have, again, it's just me speculating, that they went and they grabbed a wrap and they're putting it around, I think, one of his arms right now. So, yeah, this is a pretty big injury that just happened on the field. I believe that is Aiden Adams, who is the injured player down here for Frankfurt. And we'd have to opt to check officially here once the player gets up. That's just what I've heard. But right now, again, trainers, coaching, family members also down on the field trying to help Adams, I think, get up, but also secure that wrap. Kind of a hard sight right now to see from my angle, but again, prayers with that young man right now. He took a pretty heavy shot. I initially said potentially a flag for defensive receiver. Again, that's kind of a call that could go either way. It was right when the ball got to him, but fortunately, he was really high, he elevated in the air, and that's just a big tackle that came down on him. Again, both teams here kneeling on both respective sides of the field. Of course, we still have 2:10 left to go here of the second quarter. Axel's up 38-8 over Frankfurt. Frankfurt's a team that has dealt with quite a bit of injuries here this season already. More notably, Fred Rosequist, who has been out for the season. Fortunately, he got injured. He was the leading tackler of this team. And it looks like the ambulance has been turned on the far side, and I think they're going to try bringing it out to the field, as it seems the players will not be able to get up and get to make his way off the field himself. Again, still conscious, but it looks to be a pretty serious injury down here on the field. Again, we're currently right now in the situation, 4th-down-17, as a reminder. Frankfurt's with the ball. They will look to punt it away here to Axel, most likely. Axel will take over up 30 points, 38-8 by 30. 2:10 left to go here in quarter number two. These are honestly two great programs, two really terrific communities that have really been close to each other. And, of course, this is just two teams, two towns that are no more than 20, 25 minutes apart. So everyone, of course, you know, it's pretty close here. And now here they bring the stretcher out. And, again, I believe this is Peyton Adams. Not going to make that official, though, but I believe he will be put onto the stretcher. So, again, prayers for him right now. Hopefully, he is able to make a speedy recovery. It was a very rough hit. So, we will take one more step aside here. We'll come back. Have more of an official update. Back in about 2 minutes here again from the MSU Sports Radio Network. Come back, Axel 38, Frankfurt 8, 2:10 left to go in quarter number two.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Everybody here standing up down here at the Axel Sporting Complex. It is Peyton Adams as he goes into the ambulance on the stretcher. Of course, both communities here give me a round of applause, hoping again a good recovery for this young man and many prayers here from the MSU sports community to him. But again here, so they will get him out. Play will continue down here at Axel Sporting Complex. We come back as we get 4th-and-17 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They were going to look the punt here to the Axel Eagles.
You're distant.
It is 38-8 here. Axel over the Frankfurt Wildcats, up by 30 points with 2:10 left to go here in quarter number two. So far this game, Axel, again, they've been on the dominating side here of the gridiron. They have scored multiple touchdowns from very long ranges. They have had a 60-yard touchdown, a 38-yard touchdown, and a 68-yard defensive touchdown as well. That was a fumble six scored by none other than the defensive player in Lucas Talbot. They got his second turnover on the season. That time, coming away with it on the fumble side. He already made one interception this season. That was his first defensive touchdown, though, in his senior year. Both teams are actually going to take some time here to warm back up. I kind of talked about it. That was, again, a pretty lengthy injury timeout. So both teams are going to get a chance here to get relaxed or kind of get back into the feel of things, which, again, we're only 2 minutes away from the second, from the end of the second quarter, I should say. And then, of course, we'll get to a halftime, which probably will have a halftime show. That's about Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. I'm Lena Hyman, cc.edu. Actually, shout out to Highland. Their final home game of the season, their football team, is actually tomorrow. They actually will take on Hutchinson Community College. That will start at 1 o'clock. So shout out to the Scotties, and I hope that they get their first win of the regular season against number one ranked team in the nation. That'd be one heck of a first win there for him. Of course, here we're focusing on the win here in the 8-man Division II sectional game. Winner will go on to the semifinal, make a sub-state, and will take on either Lynn or Hanover. Last time I was updated, though, Hanover was kind of blowing that game away. Of course, no matter who wins this contest, they will have to go on the road to face those Hanover Wildcats, whether it is Frankfurt or Axel. And one last time, though, I do want to give a mention to the player who was just taken off the field, Peyton Adams. Prayers with him and hoping for a speedy recovery as he is off the way now in the ambulance. We're coming back here. They're getting 2 minutes on the board before we come back. So we'll go ahead, keep things here, give a little recap to where, how we've gotten to this point in the game. Well, of course, we'll give another one at halftime, but just to kind of catch everybody up to speak, it's 38-8. Axel leads over Frankfurt. The 2 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Axel, they score on their first three drives of the game. A big 70-yard drive, a 38-yard drive, and then another really solid drive capped off there for Axel. Again, three straight there. Wyatt Detweiler, three touchdowns on this game. He has been phenomenal using his legs on the ground. Of course, Detweiler this season has been a gargantuan quarterback. Learned that word today as a fun word. I thought I'd use that here. He's got 19 scores on the season. And actually, just got an update that Hanover just beat Lynn 50-0 at the half. So we now know that whoever moves on in this postseason game will take on the Hanover Wildcats. Will it be a battle of Wildcats with Frankfurt? or will it be a battle of two different animals in the Eagles and the Wildcats? We'll see. It'd be a heck of a rematch there for Axel. They only lost to Hanover. They're 26-18, week number 7. Axel, they are trailing pretty much the entire game, 1 point down, 26-8, I do believe, is the score. Of course, able to get things going in that fourth quarter, but again, fell short by 8 points, 26-18. So Axel looking for a chance for some revenge. Frankfurt, well, they also do, too. They lost to Hanover 50-0 in week number 4. Well, it's a 4th and 17. Frankfurt will actually elect to go for it here on their own 28-yard line. Pass down the field. It is caught! What a catch! Porter Coleman! Perfectly 17 yards needed for the pass completion. After both teams off the field for about 10 minutes, the play that Frankfurt desperately needed. Right after that long away, they get the first down, the 4th and 17. They do convert their second fourth down conversion of the half. And Frankfurt keeps this game alive. Down only 38-8. 2 minutes left to go in quarter number 2. First and 10 for Frankfurt at the Axel 33-yard line. Empty backfield for Anderson, and he trips, but he's able to stay up on his feet. Right side, past the 20, cutting out right, and he is brought down inside the 10-yard line. A big run out to the far boundary by Wes Anderson. Wyatt Detweiler was the one who made the tackle. It's now first down and goal from the 9-yard line. It's a 24-yard run for Wes Anderson. That's his 12th rush of the game. He's well over 120 yards rushing. Of course, we'll have stats here at the half. Also give you some updates of all of our aerial scores. We'll recap and give you some keys for quarters number 3 and 4 here. This 8-man Division 2 sectional game. Wes Anderson and crew, first and goal from the 9. Axel, they've already shut out Frankfurt one time from this side. See if they can do it again. Anderson keeps it. Left side, does a hip and a skip. And he gets over the defender for a touchdown. First and goal from the 9, a 9-yard rush. Anderson goes in for the score. And here, Frankfurt now making it a 38-14 game in quarter number 2. Trying to make that 2-point conversion now. Frankfurt here on this season, 36-56 on 2-point conversions, converting at a little over 65%. They completed 50% and went 6-12 against Merrimack Valley. Here they'll have to put up some similar numbers to keep up with this star-studded Axel offense and team. Here's the 2-point conversion for Frankfurt. It's the option, and Anderson is down. He's still up on his feet, but finally taken down towards the 15-yard line. But there is a flag that hits the field. So let's see what this flag is on. It's holding on the offense, and that is declined. And the score will remain a 38-14. Axel leads over Frankfurt. 1:48 to go in quarter number 2. We're back in a quick 30 here on 92.1 KMTS.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's your 92.1 KMZA. Axel, Frankfurt, 8-man Division 2 sectional round winner will face and go on the road and take on the Hanover Wildcats in the sub-state championship game. Hanover, they won their game over Lynn 50-0 at half. Axel currently up on Frankfurt 38-14 with 1:48 to go in quarter number 2. Frankfurt, they just scored. Well, put together a drive. They had to convert a 4th down 17 to keep that drive alive. Here's an onside kick, though, and Axel is able to get it at the very end. Almost a face mask is what Axel fans will call for. There is no flag, though. but Axel will start here in solid field position. A chance to get another score. Lucas Talbot, who had the 28-yard fumble six, was able to jump on the onside recovery. And Axel here, first down and 10, at their own 39-yard line. This here, Axel, been actually quite a minute here since they passed the ball on offense. Their last time having the ball was well over 15 minutes ago, with 5 minutes in game time. Here, first and 10, the 39, Axel side, and here is an end around. Schmidt, left side, busting wide open, past the 30, into the 25 range. It's a carry of about 15 yards for Landon Schmidt. Schmidt, well over 50 yards rushing, three carries here for him in this contest. He's also got a catch as well for a couple yards. First and 10, Axel, speed option. Shaughnessy, what a catch on the speed option. High pointing it right side, top of his right shoulder. And if he didn't get that, that would have been a lateral backwards pitch. That would have been a live ball. So big grab by Shaughnessy. And on compliment to that, he's able to pick up 5 yards. It's now second down and 5. Axel at the Frankfurt 21-yard line. Wyatt Detweiler in shotgun. Looks left to right. Second down and 5. Detweiler, quick throw, curl Shaughnessy. He's got one man to beat. Stiff arms, a man putting the handlebar on the far boundary. Putting a little stiff arm action on that far side on Gage Winkland. Now it's first and goal at the 10-yard line. By the time Axel is here, they turned it over on downs. We'll see what Axel adjusts here and does it this time. I also had Brandon Schmezler as my color commentator for that moment. He said to expect a zone pad. We'll see what Axel does here. Also said watch out for Wyatt Detweiler's legs. He can be pretty explosive. Detweiler here showing speed option. Takes the hole up the middle and scampers in the end zone. So as what one coach told me, keep it simple, silly, is the family version. And it was kept as simple as possible. Axel Eagles, Detweiler, 10 yards into the end zone. That puts Axel 44-14. They're back up by 30 points. Here they can make a 32 with a two-point conversion. Detweiler, 4 rushing touchdowns in this first half. He had 5 passing touchdowns in the first half against Royal Vista last Friday. Here he's looking to do it and get done with his Hot Wheels, a.k.a. his legs. Shout out to anyone who had Hot Wheels growing up. I sure did. Here's the two-point conversion, though, for the Axel Eagles. Detweiler, in shotgun. Shaughnessy in motion, pitch option. Here's Schmidt, who's able to barrel into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. It's now 46-14, a 32-point lead for Axel. We have 50 seconds left to go in quarter number 2. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfurt can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry Travelong trailers, Merritt aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfurt, or online at trailers4u.com.
Kansaland Radio.
The Axel Eagles able to score their 5th touchdown of the game and their 65th offensive touchdown, 64th offensive touchdown of the year. They are now 46-14. Axel over Frankfurt. 50 seconds left to go here in this first half. Did some good grooving songs down here. Golden. Right here, it's Frankfurt who's trying to go up. Trying to keep hope here. But it's Axel, the ones that are glowing. Here near side, kickoff return. Frankfurt Wildcats tracing to about their own 29-yard line. And that's where Ketter will be stumped at. It is the Frankfurt 30-yard line. First and 10, 42 seconds remain in this first half. Axel 46, Frankfurt 14. Of course, Frankfurt, they're able to survive the half, but now the question becomes, will you survive the second half? You're going to have to keep this one competitive. You're going to have to score every time you touch the ball because, again, you're not just trying to prevent yourself from being run ruled from Axel. You need to win the game. This is the chance to get to the next round of the postseason. So on both sides here, Frankfurt offense and defense has to execute a perfect game the next two quarters and 42 seconds here in quarter number two. Anderson, first and 10 to 30. Screen pass right side to Colvin. He cuts it left side. He's got opening on the far boundary, and he's pushed out about midfield. But there is also a penalty flag that comes out on that far sideline. So let's see where that call comes in from. There's actually a sideline warning earlier in this game on that 68-yard touchdown return on the fumble from Frankfurt. That's on Frankfurt's side. Here this penalty is against the Axel Eagles. It's a holding against Axel. So that's an added 10 yards to the end of the big-time play there. Porter Colton, a 10-yard completion from Wes Anderson. Colvin, his fifth reception of the game. That's at the half for his unofficial one. First and 10. Frankfurt at their own, the Axel 26-yard line with 35 seconds left to go. No timeouts remaining in the Frankfurt pocket. Wes Anderson bouncing in the back of the 35. Walks to the right. Now looking down the field, he runs out of bounds. That'll stop the clock at 26 seconds. It'll bring up a second down and 8. Colin Shaughnessy was able to take him out of bounds. It is a good reminder that Axel will get the ball to start the second half. So when I say it is important that Frankfurt scores here, it is important. I was going to try to spell it, but sometimes I'm not going to spell it. So I'm just going to say the word. Second down and 8 here, Frankfurt. At the Axel 24-yard line with 26 seconds to go in the first half. Down 32-46 to 14. Frankfurt in this deficit right now, trying to cut it here before the half ends. As Axel gets to start the second half, Anderson dropping back. Second down and 8 here, left side. He's going to find a man. He's going to find Cale Cook. It's a pass completion. Does it move the first down chains? Yes, it does. The chain gang will migrate north here. And also on top, able to get out of bounds on that scamper there on the completion was Cook. So another solid completion from Anderson. That time finding first time today, Cale Cook. Cale Cook actually had a deep shot to him at the beginning of the game, but that wound up in an interception. That time he was wide open on the near boundary. It's now first and 10. Frankfurt at the Axel 14-yard line. They're taking a couple trips to the red zone here tonight, one of many. Here they'd like to score with 20 seconds left to go here in this first half. Anderson, here empty in the backfield, drops back, quick throw, slant over the middle, goes incomplete. His intended target was Porter Colvin, but there was immediate pressure in Anderson's face that forced that quick release, that swift pull of the trigger. And that is what Axel has done well in this first half. They have made Frankfurt's quarterback, Wes Anderson, run a pretty unsettled offense. In the sense that he has been pressured so much, and this has been a game where Axel has pretty much asked Frankfurt, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us using your legs, in which Anderson has scored 2 rushing touchdowns. And here, he'll try to tack on a passing one. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter, second and 10, here from the Axel 14. Pass, drop back to the end zone, and that goes incomplete. Intended target, Henry Ketter, but in the coverage, Lucas Talbot. It's now 3rd and 10 at the 14-yard line. Axel territory. Frankfurt still with it. Got a chance here for 2 more plays. So, of course, you aren't really thinking first down here at the 4-yard line. You're thinking end zone at the end zone line. That's 14 yards away here for Frankfurt. They're at the Axel 14, 3rd down and 10. A lengthy huddle here, though, for the Wildcats. They don't have any timeouts, so you definitely want to get out. I have no play clock, so I can't say if they're on the brink of a delay of game, but I would reckon with how long they're taking, they are. So see if they get the snap off. Anderson, he will get it. Drops back, looks left, spreads out to his right side. Eyes are still down the field. He's going to just throw this one back in the end zone and we'll look to survive another down. But oh my gosh, that play took exactly 9 seconds. That leaves 1 second left on the board with one play left to work with here for Frankfurt. And Frankfurt score in the last second before the end of half. They have no timeouts. They can't talk this play over. Ball has been spotted, so the play clock is rolling. Anderson trots over to the huddle. Axel will get the ball to start the second half. Axel 46, Frankfurt 14. Axel needs the stop as much as Frankfurt more so needs this score. Here, trips out left side. Anderson drops back. 1 second left. End zone! Intercepted! On the infield near the third base line. Taken by Landon Schmidt with the arm cast. Gets the pick. 46-14. That ends the half. We will play a third quarter here on 92.1 Games. Yay. Be back here for a halftime show. We'll have scoring updates. Of course, some stats as well. But of course, 46-14. Axel leads over Frankfurt. Got 15 minutes until the start of half number two. You're on 92.1 KMZA.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now here it's all Axel 46-14 here over the Frankfurt Wildcats, 12:32. Left to go here in this halftime, and then we'll start the second half. Axel, they will get the ball to start the half. Still configuring up some stats right now, but the Axel Eagles were led on that first half all by Wyatt Detweiler, who was able to have 7 carries total. He had 4 rushing touchdowns, and his yardage coming out to 100, roughly about a little over 120 yards total. Also passed for well over 50 yards, attempting 7 passes. Frankfurt, of course, led by Wes Anderson, 2 rushing touchdowns, 150 rushing yards, and a little over 100 passing yards as well. Of course, unofficial stats there for the half, but Frankfurt again trailing at large here. 32 points to Axel, 46-14. Frankfurt started off with the ball in this game in 2 plays through an interception. Anderson did to Leibarger down the field and set up Axel in a 70-yard drive from their own 10-yard line. They were able to get the first score. Of course, Axel would go on to score 3 more times before Frankfurt would finally be able to get themselves on the board. It would be 22-0 before the Frankfurt Wildcats would finally get their first score up. And of course, they would score a 68-yard rushing touchdown by Wes Anderson. Axel would then respond right back on offense with Eric Detweiler's third rushing touchdown of the half, 23 yards out, to make it 30-8. Next drive for Frankfurt, they would go all the way down the field to roughly about the actual 25-yard line. It's a well-put-together drive, but unfortunately, it ended in a fumble that was sticking 68 yards to the house by Lucas Talbot. They made it 38-8, and they go into that again that second quarter, though. Frankfurt, a big drive put together by Wes Anderson to make it 38-14. Of course, Axel Detweiler, his fourth rushing touchdown, make it 46-14. And Detweiler also converted three of the two-point conversions there for the Axel Eagles as well. Frankfurt Wildcats, Wes Anderson, again, no touchdown passes, two interceptions, a little over 100 yards passing, but he's got 150 yards rushing off at least 14 carries and two rushing touchdowns as well. This is a shootout between these two teams. But again, Frankfurt gets it to start the second half, which is a dangerous territory for Frankfurt. If Maxwell comes out and they do score, it puts Frankfurt in a situation where you have to go down the field to score. If not, Axel can end the game on that next possession. And that's what Frankfurt doesn't want. And, of course, more so, if you're Frankfurt, you're not just thinking, okay, we just don't want this game to end early. We want to come back and win this game. And it's a rocky road up to the very top. It very much is. You're going to have to Rocky Balboa your way up there, and you're going to have to fight in every minute of the ring. But it is possible. And this Frankfurt team made it possible last week against Merton Valley, winning 84-74. So nothing's over until it's over. And Frankfurt wants to live by that motto here as they start half number two. We got, again, 10 minutes left to go here until we start the second half. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll use some aerial scores as well as some keys here for the second half. Again, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Axel 46, Frankfurt 14. It's 92.1 Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And welcome here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Of course, also our scoring update section here brought to you by Holtz Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holtz vehicles have you seen today? HoltzHouseAutoHouse.com. We got about 7 minutes here left here of halftime, 46-14. Axel over Frankfurt. Of course, both games in our area have pretty much wrapped up. Of course, you got 102.9 KMZA with the broadcast of Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Right now, Sabetha is up on Omaha Central 20-14. They got the final. Hanover beat Lynn 50-0. Rossville, they've already beaten Dick Colgan 27-20 over on the Jack Snipes Cobra channel and on 93.7 Tier Radio. You can catch the final fourth quarter also of Jackson Heights against Riverside. Jackson Heights is up 21-14, the last update I received. Rockport is up over Nodaway, 36-14 at halftime. Hayden's up on Jeff West, 22-8. That was the last update I received on that game as well. The last update also received from Holton was a half, 14-14. Holton and Santa Fe Trail, a chance to go on to the sub-state championship game to either face either Jeff West or Hayden. As the winner of Hayden or Jeff West will face the winner of Holton and Santa Fe Trail. Just a lot of great games here on the MRC Sports Radio Network listening area. Of course, after this, we'll send you out to Jake and Bod with the scoreboard show. I should mention that, again, our Friday Beaver show is over. This was the final week of it. You don't have to listen to me and Brandon anymore. Don't worry, except for broadcasts. But, again, it was a great journey, though, through that, being able to keep those updates, everybody, and then, of course, pre-gaming everybody in our local area. It was a lot of fun. But, of course, the energy continues with Jake and Boz for the scoreboard show all the way up to the state championship week. So, again, make sure you catch that. That is after all of our aerial games are over and completed with. Again, right here at the half, Frankfurt down 46-14 to the Axel Eagles. We'll take another step aside here. We'll go over some keys here in this second half. Both teams will look to make an adjustment on. Again, it's your game of the week on 92.1 KMZ. The Axel Eagles and the Frankfurt Wildcats in an 8-man Division II sectional brawl here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Tristan Collins loves the detailed preparation of Holt House Auto House.
It was great. I kind of gave him a call, asked a couple questions, and made a trip down there, had it all ready and cleaned up, gave me a full history on it, and everything went really smooth. I would absolutely recommend them. Kind of got in and out, gave me all the information, and they have followed up since then to make sure everything's all right. Definitely recommend them.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. The Omaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. The Omaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Never is a time to give thanks and count your blessings. Our patients at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice are at the top of our list. Thank you for choosing local health care. Your decision to trust us with your health keeps your care close and your community stronger. When you need us, know we are here and we are thankful for the opportunity to care for you. Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice, your local health care provider.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We're still at halftime here in our 92.1 KMZ Game of the Week. Again, I'm Crit and Profit. Kirk Gilman back in studio. Had actually Brandon Schmesley for a little bit there throughout that second quarter. A future career in a potential color work for ESPN. Who knows? But again, shout out to Schmesley and taking some time here from the actual Eagles community to come up here and do a little play-by-play, do a little color work. It's a lot of great fun being able to have a little bit of interaction here with the community and, of course, this actual side who's been so dominant the last 4 years with four straight consecutive titles. Of course, they'd like to add a fifth consecutive title. But, of course, here, as a reminder, we're in our eight-man Division II sectional round game here. It's our game of the week, Frankfurt against Axel. We got a couple minutes here until we start half number two, where Axel will begin with the ball to start this second half. Axel's up 46-14 over Frankfurt. Axel pretty much scored on every drive except for one. They turned over on downs on their fourth drive of the half, but from six drives, they're able to score in five out of the six. Again, just were able to stay really sound and dominant for those touchdowns being offensive scores and just one of those touchdowns being a defensive score, the 68-yard fumble six from Lucas Talbot. Of course, a lot of other great aerial games in our area, actually coming down more so of the wire. Most games have entered the fourth quarter as we still yet to enter the third quarter. You know, 103.9 at KNZA will have that matchup is Nemaha Central and Sabetha. As right now, you can also watch that game live also on the Sabetha channel. The Sabetha's up 20-14 last update. Also got an update here by the Holton channel. They are trailing Santa Fe Trail 28-20 late in the fourth quarter. So right now, a lot of big games. Of course, Riverside is currently not able to stop Jackson Heights. As Jackson Heights has less than 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, they're up 21-14, trying to put that game away to take on Rossville in a Class 1A sub-state championship game. That game would be hosted at Jackson Heights. And so many great games here around the area. We've got about 2 minutes here until we start the second half. I promise that we can talk about keys. And I don't like breaking the promise. So let's talk about keys here for quarter number three and fourth, and of course the second half here between these two teams, Axel and Frankfurt. Of course, the biggest key here for Axel is to keep their foot on the gas. It is all gas, no brake here for this Axel team. As long as they keep their foot down on the pedal, they come out and score first to start this second half. They are able to get the ball back just once and score again. Game's over. They've won it. So that is what this Axel team will set their sights on doing. The two-point conversions also don't matter. So they just have to go down and score back-to-back times as they start with the ball in the second half. But Frankfurt, of course, you got to switch that mindset. Frankfurt, they got to come out and they got to get the ball back. They got to stop Axel from scoring. And not only doing that, they got to stop Axel from scoring and score themselves. And every time Frankfurt touches the ball, this not is an exaggeration, every time Frankfurt touches the ball, they are going to have to touch the ball into the end zone and have to score. A little bit distracted here. They're playing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air over on the scoreboard Videotron for the Axel Sporting Complex. Right here, it's the Axel Eagles who are trying to will their way here into the second half and trying to be fresh, but it is the Axel Eagles that have been the prince so far through two quarters, and they would like to continue that trend here in this game. Of course, the winner of this contest will take on the Hanover Wildcats, and it's a guaranteed home contest for Hanover. They are 11-0 on the season. They took care of business 50-0 against the Lynn Bulldogs. And now the winner of this contest, they will have to face their Twin Valley League rival. Can it be Axel? Can Axel put this game away? Can they go the distance and beat Frankfurt for the eighth consecutive game and the third straight time in the postseason and rematch against the Hanover Wildcats, a game that ended 28-16 for Axel? Or, can the Frankfurt Wildcats pull this one out, make a comeback like they did against Renton Valley last week, and propel themselves to a sub-state championship game for the third straight season? Well, tell you what, folks, you only find out when you stay tuned in here, 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crit and Profit, Kirk Gilman back in studio, and we are on the way for the third quarter in the start of the second half. Here they kick it off for the Frankfurt Wildcats is Eli Cutter, the 161-pound freshman. This one, a squib down the middle, picked up at the 25-yard line. Axel here to start with the ball. It's Weinbarger who will trudge past the 30 to about the 31-yard line. And Axel now starting their seventh drive of the game at their own 31-yard line. We start half number two, 11:55 to go in quarter three, 46-14 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. I just got an update that Vermont Central just ended that game against Sabetha. We'll get more clarification on that here in a second. But first and 10, swing out left side. First and 10. Now big first down. Shaughnessy down the field. Coming your right side. Still stiff arming in the first play of the second half is a huge 51-yard play down the field for the Axel Eagles. And that is a huge completion to start this second half in quarter number three for the Axel Eagles. Donnessy, he went over 90 yards, two touchdowns last week. Big catch and run down the field just then. It's first and goal now from the 6-yard line in Frankfurt territory for Axel. Hand off, Shaughnessy. Can he punch it away? He'll do so with his shoulder pads. And in two plays, the second time Axel has had a two-play drive for his score this game. They go up 52-14. And now it goes back to what I said at halftime. Axel, if they get the ball back one more time from Frankfurt and score, well, it will be the end of the road here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wyatt Detweiler, in shotgun, takes the low snap, hands it out to Schmidt. Schmidt grooving in the end zone, but I think there is a hold. So that two-point conversion might have to be replayed here for Axel. It was on the far boundary side. This is about 2 yards from the end zone. They will call the holding, so that will negate the two-point conversion. It'll replay it from what was the 2-yard line. It is, well, I think the official mismarked his spot. He put it at the 8, but now he's properly making it a 10-yard penalty. So now it is a two-point conversion from the Frankfurt 12. Now Axel looking to make this two-point conversion to make it 54-14. It would make it a 40-point game. Of course, right now a 38-point game. Axel will need to at least get one of these two-point conversions here. Let's see if they can get this one. Shaughnessy takes the screen pass left side, throws a stiff arm, spins his way into the end zone. No, they're going to say he was out. So Shaughnessy falls just shy. So Axel will actually have to get the two-point conversion on their next touchdown if they get it back, and the score remains 52-14. But we'll see. It's also here on the horizon, but Frankfurt, they need a touchdown. That is a must. 11:28 to go in quarter number three. Axel 52, Frankfurt 14 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Land Radio.
Yeah, what you said.
Colin Shaughnessy adding a rushing touchdown, just his fifth of the season. Over 12 carries, 200 yards rushing. Axel 52, Frankfurt 14, 11:28 to go here. In quarter number three, just got an update. The Seamoss Central Thunder squeeze out this sectional round over Sabetha 21-20. That must have been an incredible call for Beat Attic, Brandon Tapman, 103.9 KMZ in the Sabetha channel. A heartbreaking end of the season for Will Booz and the Sabetha crew, but Sabetha, they return a really great team next year, and that'll be a great unit there for them for their chance to make a deep postseason run. Here, big return for Frankfurt. Wes Anderson up to about the 23-yard line. Colin Shaughnessy on the tackle here, Frankfurt. They're now ninth drive of the game upcoming. Their last drive ended on an interception to end that first half. It was Landon Schmidt, the one who's got a cast, a full hand cast, by the way, on his right arm. He's made an interception and a catch. So despite having a full hand cast, he still catches better than me. So congratulations to him. He is definitely an athlete. Ball here on the 23-yard line. Frankfurt first down and 10, 11:21 to go in quarter number 352-14. Axel leads. Quick check down right side. Porter Colvin found for 4 yards.
Be right back.
Landon Schmidt, there's a tackle. That brings up second down and 6 for Frankfurt. Ball now on the Frankfurt 27-yard line. Ten minutes, 55 seconds left to go in quarter number 3. And down in the 6th here for Frankfurt. Ball on the 27-yard line. Frankfurt in their own territory, 52-14. Axel with the lead. Frankfurt, a team that averages over 40 points a game. They're going to have to score over probably 60 if they want to beat this Axel team. Anderson, here's the keeper, but he is drawn down in the backfield. That's Lucas Talbot and Logan Sandman. They're in the cleanup crew. That brings up a 3rd down and 8 after the loss of 1. Frankfurt now at their own 26-yard line, 3rd down and 8. Axel's defense has been really great this season. The linebackers, Talbot, Shaughnessy, Leibarger, defensive line, Logan Sandman, Riley Hazenkamp, of course, the defensive back, Simon Schmidt, Detweiler, and Joe Leibarger have all been tremendous. All here who started tonight. Seeing Clayton Heinen also come in the rotation as well. 3rd down and 8, Wes Anderson here. Incomplete to Henry Ketter at midfield. And if you're Frankfurt, what is your decision here? Do you punt it with a chance to let Axel get the ball and end this game? Or do you go for a 4th and 8 your own 29-yard line, which arguably can put it in harder field position defensively? If you're Nick Anderson and the Frankfurt crew, you're probably deciding to go for this one. You are gambling all the marbles on each single play. You are playing aggressive, and you are not giving any room for error. This would be a chance. Now, Frankfurt has converted their last. They are 2 for 4, actually, on 4th down. They got to convert this one. Wes Anderson steps up in the pocket. Can he get the 1st down? Yes, he can. Anderson sheds a tackle and more to the 35 in actual territory. The third, 4th down conversion of the game. For Frankfurt, it's a huge 20-yard rush for Wes Anderson. He's got well over 170 rushing yards on the game with 15 total carries and 2 rushing touchdowns. Anderson, he hasn't been much of a rusher in his career, but those wheels have turned this season. He's got over 800 rushing yards on the year, 19 rushing touchdowns, averaging 6.1 yards a pop coming in the day, but and as many big runs he's had, I'm pretty sure he's probably leveraged that average just up a smidge. 1st and 10, Frankfurt at the Axel 35-yard line. Here's the motion and the option. Anderson keeps it right side, far middle hash, and it'll be taken down by Lucas Talbot. And that brings up a 2nd down and 10 after a gain of none for Anderson. 2nd down and 10, Frankfurt at the Axel 35-yard line. Kind of a similar feel of last year's sub-state championship game where Frankfurt was able to hold on for quite a while. Of course, Axel was able to come out on top 52-20 in that game. This kind of, again, feeling that similar feelish, if you will. Axel still has a chance to end this game in the third, but Frankfurt, of course, they don't want Swiper swiping that away. Here's the 2nd down and 10, and nearly picked off by Colin Shaughnessy, who was lurking over the middle. That brings up 3rd down and 10. So both plays going nowhere for Frankfurt. It brings up a 3rd down and 10. And, of course, if you want a chance to come back in this game and survive this postseason contest, you cannot put yourself on a 4th down every couple of plays. And more so, you can't continuously play behind the sticks. And, of course, Frankfurt knows that. They know that they have to execute, and they have to do a lot here if they want to win against this Axel team. Third down and 10 at the Axel 35. Anderson drops back. He's going to throw deep down the field. Ketter catches it at the 7-yard line. A huge pass completion. A prayer out to the far left side. Shaughnessy wasn't able to be in the coverage, trying to deflect, couldn't get it down. There's a huge play for Axel, or excuse me, for Frankfurt. Hey, that's 27 yards in the air, caught by Ketter. Now at 38 yards receiving on the game. First and goal from the 7. Frankfurt, they need to score this touchdown. Anderson steps right side here. He's got to look to the pylon, but instead he's going to throw less of his body, and it will go incomplete. It was intended to Gage Wanklin. Landon Schmitz is able to break it up, and really, in Wes Anderson's case, probably in all regards, should have taken off with his legs there. It felt like, if anything, he would have only had one man to beat to the far right side pylon. But here we go down to a second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Axel territory, 52-14. Axel leads over the Wildcats. 8 minutes and 9 seconds to go in quarter number three. Frankfurt, well, that's life support here. He needs a touchdown. Anderson drops back, pressured, rolling out to his right side. Talbot, two guys, same man, bringing down the storm. And the Avalanche comes through. Clayton Heinen, Lucas Talbot, and Logan Sandman coming down the mountain. And Frankfurt on what was a second and goal from the 7. It's now a third and goal from the 23-yard line. This is a long third down for Frankfurt. Interesting how you decide this play right here. And it looks like Anderson is actually going to talk things over here on this next play call. As head coach Nick Anderson, I do believe Frankfurt will probably have to call a timeout unless there's a substitution going on right now. And nope, I was right first time. A timeout will be taken by Frankfurt. They have 2 timeouts left. Actually, they still have 3 here in the second half. 7:11 left to go in the third quarter. Frankfurt looking for the fill-up. They need some gas to keep alive here. They're down 52-14 in quarter number 3. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot?
Nope,
with so
yet.
Many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet. Because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Shout out down to my alma mater, the Jackson Heights Cobras, getting and moving on to the sub-state championship game. They were able to defeat the Riverside Cyclones, a team that has had a really incredible senior class. So, again, a really incredible work down there. But now Jackson Heights secures the rematch against the Rossville Bulldogs. Instead of the sectional rounds, it is the sub-state game. Jackson Heights will host it again. It'll be Jackson Heights hosting the Rossville Bulldogs, number 1 against number 3. But again, we're back here, third down and goal from the 23-yard line. Here it is, Frankfurt with the ball, trying to convert. Anderson, he's got lots of room in front of him, head to the end zone, and he is stopped at the 9-yard line. Axel's wanting a hold. Of course, we have to come after that timeout. It's 52-14. Axel leads with 6:50 left to go in this third quarter. Now it is fourth and goal at the Axel 6-yard line. So Frankfurt has not made this drive easy in any regards possible. But regardless of what they have done, they have still managed to drive their way down the field. But now they are at the dreadmental fourth and goal at the Axel 6-yard line. The clock is rolling. Right now, time isn't your enemy. The score is. But, of course, the time will become your enemy at some point. And I think Nick Anderson's going to have to call another timeout, not happy with the official. We'll actually just keep things here on the NBC Sports Radio Network. Again, talking about some aerial games. A lot of great contests around the area. Of course, Nemaha Central just wrapped up with Sabetha. Nemaha Central, they trailed late 20-14 through the Blue Jays, but then the Thunder was able to crack the Lightning and able to get themselves to a sub-state championship appearance and went 21-20 over the Sabetha Blue Jays. Of course, I just mentioned the update. Jackson Knights Cobras securing the victory over the Riverside Cyclones, 21-14. Jackson Knights was down 14-6 in that game, able to come back late. Four back-to-back touchdowns in the second half. After that, they were able to take momentum the rest of the way. And now they will host a sub-state championship game for the first time. And honestly, I think probably Jackson Heights history. Someone have to confirm that with me, but that would be against Rossville. That would be a big game for them. But, of course, here we're sticking with eight-man Division II football here on 92.1 KMZA. The winner here will take on Hanover, down at Hanover, Kansas. Who will it be now? The Who says. You know the song, Who Can It Be Now? Well, Axel or Frankfurt, who can it be? Axel's up 52-14 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt, again, they just used another timeout. It is fourth and goal from the 6-yard line. And to say that Frankfurt needs this is an understatement. They need this touchdown because Axel could end it on this next offensive drive. Anderson kicks Ketter in motion. Anderson floods out left side. He is nearly taken down, and he is. Clayton Heinen with the sack, the fifth sack of the game for the Axel Eagles. The Avalanche, as I like to call it, the defensive line for Axel. It turns it over on down. And now Axel has a chance to end this game in the third quarter, potentially. 52-14. They need to score and get the two-point conversion to punch the nail in the coffin. Because right now, Axel only with the 38-point lead, a touchdown would only put you up 44 points. You need more than 45 for that run rule. Here's Detweiler, his first play, down deep, down the field, and overshoots the intended target. And Colin Shaughnessy to look for that home run ball immediately. That brings up a second down and 10. I said Axel here at their own 15-yard line, starting their seventh drive of the game with less than 6 minutes left to go in quarter number three. Of course, both teams' head coaches have sons as their leading quarterbacks. Nick Anderson, of course, his senior son, Wes Anderson, and junior quarterback, Wyatt Detweiler. His dad is also the head coach of the Eagles, and Eric Detweiler. Tell you what, both coaches, a lot of fun to talk to on our show. And, of course, a pregame interview. Here on second down 10, Schmidt gets the handoff, and he is tackled down the backfield. So, Frankfurt playing with full intensity here on the defensive side, and they need to. They are going to have to play a flawless next 17 minutes and 32 seconds. Still 5:30 to go this third quarter. 52-14, Axel leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Third down and 10 for Axel at their own 14-yard line. Wyatt Detweiler, two outs to the bottom side, one out to the top left. Here's speed option. Detweiler keeps. He's got a big hole. 35, midfield. It's a track race. Parsimer's got to beat him, and he can. Eric Detweiler, a chance for call game. A 66-yard rushing touchdown by Detweiler. And I'll tell you what, Detweiler got phenomenal vision in the speed option game. He knows when to keep that ball, and he knows when he's got the wheels to burn. And Axel, a 66-yard rushing touchdown. Tyler continues to add to his statistical sheet, over 180 yards rushing on the game, well over 8 carries and 5 rushing touchdowns for Wyatt Detweiler. Last week he had 5 passing. He said, I guess I'll push things up just a little bit. And here he has. So here's the game. Axel can win it with the two-point conversion. Wyatt Detweiler in shotgun. Drops back. Shaughnessy. Goal line. End zone. The Axel Eagles will go on to the sub-state championship game. The same final score that was 3 weeks ago. Axel 60, Frankfurt 14. And with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, the Eagles ended and propel themselves to a fifth consecutive sub-state championship game, and they will rematch for a chance to revenge the Hanover Wildcats, who ended their 58-game winning streak. What an accomplishment here. We'll talk more here in our post-game wrap-up, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. We'll also nominate our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, all here on the MSC Sports Rio Network. Your finale, Axel 60, Frankfurt 14. Axel will face Hanover next Friday on the road for the sub-state championship game.
Over?
Okay.
You say
to
over?
Brother, listen to me.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more.
Yes, yes.
The M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions?
Yep.
Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time here down at the Axel Sporting Complex in Axel, Kansas. The Axel Eagles have secured their ticket to the sub-state championship game against Hanover, a rematch in a game that ended 26-18, a 58-game winning streak that came to an end. Axel will have a chance to take on Hanover once again. Frankfurt's season ends here 60-14. The second time this year, Axel has beaten Frankfurt by the score. Again, this is our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, agricultural real estate. Online at beatdoors.com. Don't forget also, this is our player of the game segment as well. We'll combine it here. The Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Axel Eagles come out on top 60-14. Again, they came out strong, ending that first half by a final score 46-14, getting able to get two touchdowns here to end it. here in the second half. Wyatt Detweiler earns the nod here for our player of the game. 5 touchdowns over 8 carries with 180 yards rushing over on the game. So what a tremendous night by Wyatt Detweiler and this Axel team. I do want to say, though, what an incredible career that now comes to an end for the senior quarterback, Wes Anderson. A shout-out to a young man who will be known and remembered as one of the greatest quarterback talents in all of eight-man history. He threw for over 8,000 passing yards in 4 years. He threw 117 passing touchdowns, and he threw over 530 completions in his 4 years. That is a milestone, an accomplishment that not many get to. Unfortunately, Anderson did never get to see a state championship because, unfortunately, he played on the east side with Hanover and Axel, so that makes things pretty difficult. But that's not without saying that Frankfort hasn't had top three, top five teams these last couple of years. But unfortunately, Frankfort, they've been the ones who've been the most dominant team here in the Twin Valley League the last 4 years. But again, it's been an incredible year from Wes Anderson. Of course, he will go on to be leader on the basketball court as the point guard for Frankfort. We'll see them. Frankfort, they went to state last year in basketball, so they'll probably like to stick in their trip this season. But of course, we celebrate here the Axel Eagles as they move on, and they will take on Hanover next Friday. 60-14 final score here. Axel over the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, thank you for everyone here who's tuned in this broadcast. Again, from Kirk Kilman, from me, Crittenden Prophet. Also, shout out to my color commentator who retired after the second quarter, in Brandon Schmesley. Not sure if that's a career he's going to pursue, but that was fun to have him in there for a little bit and do a little bit of color commentary work with me. So again, for everybody here from the MSU Sports Radio Network community, thank you for listening in. And again, the Axel Eagles will take on the Hanover Wildcats next Friday on the road for the 8-man Division II Substate Championship Game of the East.